Acme is making your grocery shopping easier than ever. Download the Acme mobile app to find digital deals, earn reward points, or shop for delivery or pickup. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news updates with Kathy Romano.
Today is Thursday, June 14th. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, there was a possible tornado that touched down in northeastern Pennsylvania. A strong storm pounded parts of Pennsylvania, damaging numerous businesses and a shopping plaza, overturning cars and downing trees and power lines. The storm struck...
Oh, my God! Tornado!
The storm struck the Wilkes-Barre Township shopping plaza late Wednesday evening. The area was under a tornado warning at the time.
Oh, my God!
See, regular news never does this.
They should.
Was anybody hurt or anything?
Hurt? Was anybody hurt?
Yeah.
No, I don't
think.
All
right, think... good, we can play it. Sorry. Yeah.
Actually, it's not immediately clear if they're injured.
Oh,
so
all
we
right.
don't know.
Wait, I like that
That's
last...
That's my favorite part.
The last tornado. Yeah. Tornado!
That's awesome. If during the evening news, wouldn't it be great if as they're reporting this story, Jim Gardner, like the lights would start going yeah. and then two turntables come up?
Yeah.
He's got the one headphone on, the DJ.
You could probably convince him to do
I
that.
I think he would. Why not ruin the career now?
The township police wrote on their Facebook page that there were reports of multiple buildings that collapsed. They asked drivers to avoid the area to allow emergency personnel to access the shopping plaza. Photos posted on social media showed shattered storefronts and major damage to businesses, including a Panera Bread restaurant and Barnes & Noble. Debris lay shattered in the parking lot and on the streets and sidewalks. It's not immediately clear if there were injuries. The National Weather Service said it would be in Wilkes-Barre Township today to survey the damage and determine whether it was a tornado that did touch down yesterday.
It sounds like a lot of damage.
Yeah, it was a lot of damage. It probably was. I mean, they're going to go out there and they'll, you know, they'll view everything and figure it out. They'll let us know.
Sure, sure.
Crews located the man trapped in an underground tank following an explosion at a gas station in Bensalem Wednesday afternoon, hours after his body was recovered. Multiple rescue agencies returned to the site of the explosion in Bensalem Wednesday morning to continue the search for the trapped gas station owner as one of his injured employees recovered at the hospital. On Wednesday morning, Bensalem Fire Rescue said the search was no longer a rescue mission, but it was then a recovery effort. The owner, identified as Joseph Vigilante, was trapped since the underground gas tank exploded at the Liberty gas station in the 1200 block of Bristol Pike at about 4:50 on Tuesday. Employee Frank Tomasiello was rescued and airlifted to a local hospital. Crews were having a difficult time reaching Vigilante because he was there were several feet of debris in the way. The recovery crews were split into two-man teams and spent the afternoon battling pitch-black conditions and dangerous crumbling underground until they found his body. Tomasiello, his longtime partner, Shirley Coates, said that he remains in critical condition with burns over 45% of his body. She said that he was a carpenter installer during the week and worked at the gas station on the weekends as a cashier. She said that he was called on Tuesday afternoon to come in and help clean the vaults, which surrounds the 8,000-gallon underground fuel tank with one of the owners. She said that the owner is a very nice guy. This guy was going in to help him. Rescue crews worked late Tuesday night with specialized equipment working to pump the gas out of the 40 to 50 foot long tank. Investigators believe that Tomasiello was on the surface at the top of the ladder and Vigilante was in the vault when the explosion occurred. The impact of the explosion was so strong it could be felt blocks away. The cause of the explosion has not yet been determined. Philadelphia's Major Crimes Unit announced an alarming increase in the number of skimming crimes in the city so far this year. In 2017, police recovered 13 devices. This year, 16 devices have already been recovered, double what investigators had this time last year.
I thought I encountered one yesterday, Kathy. ATM was misspelled.
Oh, no. Did you go to a MAT machine or a TAM machine?
On Wednesday, police showed the technology that can be placed pretty much anywhere you swipe your credit or debit card. Besides information from the magnetic strip, cameras installed can catch what PIN number you enter. And they're saying now that there's like little keypads and it's way more advanced than it used to be.
Whatever the tech is, the thieves rise to the challenge.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really contemplating just going back to the way It used to be back when my
barter
mom
barter system with chickens and fruit.
No, but the way it was, like, you would just go, you would get your envelope of cash, and that would be your money for the week and 2 weeks.
That's what we do.
Yeah,
that's what we do in my house. We bought one of those little, petty cash little things you open up. You know, it's got all the little slots for the dollar bills and coins and stuff in there.
Yeah,
and we'll get cash at the beginning of the week, and you shove it in there, and it's, you just get it when you need it.
And by the way, at home, it's easy to do. Surrounded by hand grenades,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Come and get it. Come and try.
I mean, I'm tired of going underneath Nick's deck to get all of my money and diamonds all the time.
Well, yeah, I like the diamonds I get. You know, you want to keep those in a safe place.
The money
you need.
Yeah.
I can't tell you the last time I went inside of a bank.
Really?
Nope. Yeah.
You know what? A lot of times, which pisses me off, my bank ATM will be out of order.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know what? So, ours does that a lot,
like,
too.
You are supposed to be the mecca of ATMs, and I end up going to the 7-Eleven a block away.
Yeah, the last time I went to my bank was to get a new Mac card, ATM card, after I noticed a skimmer at the gas station around the corner.
Yeah, you were part of an investigation. You may have foiled further attempts.
I see.
You thwarted.
I was a thwart man.
Well, remember, he's the thwarter.
Yeah, the thwarter.
I'm a thwart man.
Thwart man.
Thwart man.
Thwart man.
Yeah. Thwart man.
Thwart man.
Police encourage you to check the card slot, and if the card reader moves or comes off, it is not the standard equipment. Police said this is the work of a major crimes organization who are constantly on the move. Most of the groups involved in the ATM skimming are Eastern European organized crime groups, police stated. So far, they have made two arrests this year. Ion Flore of Romania was arrested in January and is now in federal custody. Daniel Costa, also from Romania, was arrested in January, but police think that he was operating with another international group. He will be prosecuted at a local level. Police said these groups are all about cash and will typically withdraw money from your account just before midnight and then again after midnight when your daily limit changes.
I would set an armed guard there with a bucket full of money, and this way you know you're protected.
In sports this morning.
Ball sacks are yummy.
That?
The Colorado Rockies beat the Phillies 7-2 last night at the ballpark.
Man.
Ian Desmond
hit
a 2-run home run in a 5-run fourth inning, and Tyler Anderson pitched 7 strong innings for Colorado. The series wraps up this afternoon, and Vince Velasquez gets the start. Game time is at 1:05. In soccer news, the United States, Canada, and Mexico will co-host soccer's World Cup in 2026. Members of the sports FIFA governing body voted for the joint North American proposal over a rival Moroccan bid at a meeting in Moscow. The U.S., Canadian, and Mexican proposal got 134 votes, far ahead of Morocco's 65. The U.S. hosted the tournament in 1994 when Brazil won the final at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California. Venues for United 2026, which will be the first World Cup to include 48 teams, will be selected from 23 stadiums that exist or are already under construction, including 3 each in Mexico and Canada. Among the 16 American stadiums being considered, Lincoln Financial Field is one of them.
Interesting.
In golf, the U.S. Open begins today at Shinnecock Hills in the Hamptons. Ricky Fowler, who had a practice round with Tom Brady on Tuesday, is seeking his first major title after a runner-up finish to Patrick Reed at the Masters. Fowler finished in the top 5 in all 4 major championships in 2014 and has long been expected to win one of the game's 4 top tournaments. And the Eagles are still the Super Bowl champs. And that's what I have for you this morning.
Thank you very much, Kathy. Majority of the week whipping right by. That's a wonderful thing. Thursday with the President and Steve Radio Show, and we have sunshine, 84 degrees. Going to be really nice, as I said before, the rest of the week. So hopefully your plans have something good coming up. Listen, if you can take part of your beautiful Saturday and come spend it with us at the, I believe, for Presidency Blood Drive, we certainly would appreciate it. And somebody out there might live a few days extra longer or have a new life because of your help.
That's exactly right. They may go on to enjoy some beautiful days because it is literally the gift of life.
So we're headed to the Valley Forge Casino Resort Event Center on Saturday. You can sign up if you haven't done it yet by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. It's very simple to do. We will all be there. We have T-shirts and pint glasses and concert tickets galore to be given away while we are at the event, and you are taking an hour or two out of your personal time to come by and do a good thing.
This year, Preston, since you and I are usually number 1 and number 2 that get the first pints of blood drawn
I'm going to suggest they put us in a love seat.
Ooh.
Wouldn't that be nice?
At the same
time. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
I had an appointment with one of the guys from Window Nation last week, and they're one of the sponsors of the blood drive, which is cool. And it was his first one. He came out and helped out last year. They have the glasses that they're giving away. And he made a comment, which I occurred to me makes a lot of sense. He's like, you guys... You make a charity event a lot of fun. Well, that's cool, you know, and the venue's perfect. And he was like, but there was so much going on. I was really impressed at how much fun people were having at a blood drive.
Nice.
My cousin is a phlebotomist and is working a double that day.
So no kidding.
Yeah. Okay.
What's it like in space?
No, it's somebody who draws blood.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a cosmonaut or anything like that.
It's dark and cold.
And keep in mind, we're at a casino. So if you want to gamble a little bit. You can do that, too.
You know, if you're down a pint, you might be making those crazy bids you normally don't make.
Yeah, you'll be feeling good.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Preston, are you a Russian spy by any chance? Because when you went, you said cosmonaut and not astronaut, and I'm just wondering if you just revealed yourself.
No, it was a funny play on a funny word.
Okay, all right, I'm just making sure.
And I figured it'd be better than astronaut, so I went with cosmonaut.
All right, I'm just making sure.
Thank you. And so anyhow, yes, I'm a Russian spy. We've learned that today.
Blew his cover.
On the program this morning, John Heffron will be joining us.
He's a Russian spy.
He'll be at Helium Comedy Club tonight, Friday, Saturday. And John's, he's been by here a ton of times. We love having him in, so he'll stop by. And I'm sure one little thing to give away. Chance for you to go to U2 tonight for our little backstage pre-party that's taking place. And it's catered, and you get a backstage tour, and you get to see U2. Obviously, their sold-out show last night. Might be a few tickets left for tonight.
But
we have this little soiree, little get-together that's going to take place ahead of time. We'll give away tickets to that event this morning, so stay close. You just might win. We're going to take a break, come back in a second. We'll see what's up in Hollywood. And a stupid question to give some other things away, too. We'll be right back.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Are you ready for love? If so, Stephen makes it easy, handpicking diamonds to create a stunning engagement ring that's guaranteed to take her breath away. Stephen Singer Jewelers, real love experts at the other corner of 8th and Walnut, or IHateStephenSinger.com.
Hey, give Dad some peace and quiet this Father's Day with a gift card from Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Over 50 locations in Delaware, South Jersey, Philadelphia, including the Lehigh Valley to choose from. Go to handandstone.com.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
All right, you want an easy question about Muhammad Ali or a difficult question about Muhammad Ali?
It's a beautiful day, so why not give everyone a gift?
Okay. All
right. Make it easy.
Who did Ali fight in the 1974 match known as the Rumble in the Jungle? 215-263-WMMR. And up for grabs today, we have a pair of tickets for the legendary Big Apple Circus, which is going on now through the 24th, Philadelphia Mills Mall. So who did Muhammad Ali fight in the 1974 match known as the Rumble in the Jungle? We'll go through some birthdays while you're waiting for your answer on Thursday, June 14th. Diablo Cody has her birthday today. And in our defense, it says here at the very beginning of her credits, Oscar-winning stripper-turned-screenwriter.
Aha!
Is it really?
Every year.
Look right there.
Yeah.
You say, in our defense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, because we have to. It is one of the great embarrassments of our interviewing history that we had Diablo Cody in here, and we had Jason Reitman. And they were both promoting the...
Juno.
But we didn't know it was going to be such a good movie.
So, but I think we made amends. Last time Jason Reitman was in here, we actually recorded an apologetic video for her to see.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she actually saw it.
She probably did not, and he erased it the second he left the studio.
Nick pulled up a picture of her on her Wikipedia page, and she looks totally different than when she came by here. She had dark, long, darker hair, and now she's got like a blonde pixie cut. So she went with a completely different look and has written Juno, Jennifer's Body, The United States of Tara, Young Adult. These are all her idea. So she's 40 years old today. And big birthday for her today. Remember Yasmeen Bleeth?
Yes.
Yeah. Baywatch.
Man, and she was hot.
Nash Bridges, she was hot.
She had Topanga-style hair, if you remember that. Like a thick crop of hair.
She had Topanga-style boobs, too.
Yeah.
But she had a little cocaine issue there for a while.
She had a big cocaine issue, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's celebrating her 50th birthday today. So the big 5-0 for Yasmeen Bleeth. It is Steffi Graf's birthday today as well, tennis star, now wife of Andre Agassi.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
They both went with separate people, and there was
they loved each other.
Yeah. And both greats in their own, you know, section of that that sport.
Maybe it was Steffi that convinced him to take off that fake lion's mane he was wearing.
Yeah, it's bizarre that was a wig, right?
Yeah. Do they have kids together? I mean,
I believe they do.
I wonder how good at tennis they are.
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, it's like, you know, thoroughbred breeding.
Yeah.
You know, will they someday surface to become superstars? And he was with Brooke Shields, right?
Yes, Brooke Shields. And she actually said she, like almost from the get-go, realized he wasn't that into it.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So Steffi is 49 today. It's also Donald Trump's birthday today.
Wow.
And he is 72 years old. So they're going to have a big party at the White House. I don't know.
It's kind of cool that the president shares a birthday with Flag Day.
You know what? I was not even aware of that. Okay. You know what else? It's also cool the president shares a birthday with Boy George.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Very similar.
I'm sure they're very good friends.
Wait, was Boy George on Apprentice? On Celebrity Apprentice?
You know what? He might have been. I'm not sure. What are you waving about, Steve?
The thing's not turned on?
Yeah, here.
What?
Bing, bing, bong. There we go.
Okay.
I was told that after every break there's been a new reconfiguration and that it would turn back on when the mics went hot, and that has not happened.
The sound effect.
So I was going to say, this is his birthday wish for the nation.
Bing, bing, bong, bong.
Okay. There we go.
Anyway, Boy George, former singer of Culture Club, is 57. You know what? He might have been on The Apprentice.
He was.
Nick?
Yes, was. Yeah, okay.
So maybe they had hopefully their birthday was happening while they were doing that.
Who knows? Maybe late one night, they made out. Who knows?
And then, last birthday is Marla Gibbs, the housekeeper from the Jeffersons.
Where we're moving on now.
And she is 87. She was Stassi on the show.
Absolutely.
And, one of my favorite characters on that program. Did she go on to do it? She did other shows.
227.
She
was the star of 227, though. Jack Hay stole the thunder.
Yeah, Jack Hay surfaced.
Yeah.
And that's where she came from. So happy birthday to Marla Gibbs, who is 87 years old today, by the way. All right, we'll see if we can get an answer to the stupid question. Who did Ali fight in the 1974 match known as the Rumble in the Jungle? 215-263-WMMR is the number. And I will go to Walt. See if we can get the answer. Hey, Walt, how you doing, buddy?
I think I'm going to be sick.
You're going to be sick. Don't be sick.
Yeah.
So, Walt, do me a favor. Who was it that Ali fought in the Rumble in the Jungle?
George Foreman.
The great.
Yeah.
George Foreman. Yeah.
What an amazing time around that fight.
Hang on a second, Walt. We are going to get your information, and we're going to take care of you with a pair of tickets for the legendary Big Apple Circus now through June 24th at the Philadelphia Mills Mall. Celebrate 40 years under the big top with the greatest acts ever assembled. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, so hang on the line. Some stories. You know what we'll do? A follow-up?
Yes.
Amid an apparently ugly custody battle, a judge has given Brad Pitt the green light to text his six kids without Angelina Jolie's supervision.
He can text them?
Yeah.
That's the big step forward?
I guess so.
What the hell?
Angelina is slapping back at Pitt's camp for allegedly leaking the documents that we had mentioned yesterday in the blast. According to court documents obtained by People magazine, the 54-year-old must be allowed to have the cell phone number of each child and be given unfettered text and phone access to them as well, so he can call them too.
Okay. It's pretty wild. I thought the idea was that he was supposed to be able to spend time with them.
I think it's baby steps.
Okay.
So the importance there, this is according to David Glass, a family law attorney and former therapist who has no connection to the case, but he's an expert.
Absolutely no connection to the case, but from my perspective, the texting is baby steps, if you know what I'm saying.
The importance there is that Brad is allowed to call them at any time, and he can call them directly on their own phone. The presumption there is that maybe in the past he has tried to call the children through their mother, and that the mother hasn't passed along the phone call, or has said they're not available, or doesn't answer the phone. So the court is providing the direct access and preventing Angelina from interfering. So that's what is taking place.
Of those kids, how many are actually his biological? Any?
I don't think
two?
Are they?
One?
I do not remember.
Yeah.
The twins and then Shiloh.
Yeah, Shiloh and Greg and Peter. Marsha.
Those are the Brady's.
Marsha is not his.
The judge notes in his decree that kids, quote, not having a relationship with their father is harmful to them, adding that it is critical that each of them have a healthy and strong relationship with their father and mother.
Man, this went way further south than I thought it was going to go.
The blast was first to report the judge's custody stipulations, which stressed the importance of Pitt's access to his kids. Now, a spokesperson for Jolie said it's deplorable that someone, for their own selfish reasons, leaked selective portions of the confidential and sealed court record to create an inaccurate and unfair picture of what is really happening.
We find this action deplorable, and we will not stand for it whatsoever.
It's abhorrent.
Both lawyers sound exactly the same, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe this is the beginning of Brad kind of slowly being reincorporated back into the life of those kids.
I don't know. Yeah, because clearly the judge believes, as you said, there should be a father presence there.
Yeah. Let's see. Moving on to another story. Tiffany Haddish is really at a loss for words. In fact, most interviews with her turn into a goldmine of notable quotables. Her latest sit-down with Hollywood Reporter is no exception. She made waves when she noted that an actress tried to bite Beyonce. While she never named names, everyone figured that it was Sanaa Lathan or Sanaa Lathan.
Not familiar.
I don't know this person either.
I do know that name. I just don't know why.
Okay.
How do you spell it?
S-A-N-A-A.
Is it an actress model? Slash?
Is the first name. And Nick has pulled her up, and she has been in Alien vs. Predator, Love and Basketball, Something New, The Perfect Guy. I don't know. It sounds like she's not a big star, but, you know, maybe she's an up-and-comer. Or
working actress, I guess.
Yeah, working actress.
Oh, yes. Actually, she was the female star of Alien vs. Predator, Preston, with Lance Henriksen.
She was in Now You See Me Too as Deputy Director Natalie Austin.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah. Of course she was. So why did she bite Beyonce?
I don't really know. It says without overtly confirming that Lathan's the one, she pretty much did when she summarized the awkward situation. She said, I'm super good friends with her stepmom and her dad. And and they were mad at me. They were like, why would you do this? Why would you do this to the family? You know, black actresses, you guys have to stick together. It's so hard for you guys to get work as it is. Why would you try to ruin her career? But I didn't try to ruin her career. This is according to Tiffany Haddish.
Mm-hmm.
I never said her name. I was just trying to say how Beyonce kept me from going to jail that night. I could have just shut my mouth, my whole career down.
So, I don't know what the hell's going on here, Preston.
Well, apparently this gal bit Beyonce, and I don't know why. But who wouldn't want to bite Beyonce?
Absolutely.
She probably tastes wonderful. She's gorgeous. But I mean, by bite, I don't mean take a bite out of
your throat. Just want to have a little nibble.
Mm-hmm.
Not like rip flesh out like a great white shark does on a sheep carcass.
Not like that. Haddish, by the way, has the hots for Leonardo DiCaprio.
Ooh.
She said, yeah, I met him at a party 2-3 months ago, and I asked him if he'd let me hit that, she said. And he's like, Tiffany, you're so funny. And I'm like, I'm serious. And then he goes, I mean, I do it, but, and I was like, come on, wasn't you in a squad, she said? The Coochie Squad or something?
Was he in the Coochie Squad?
I told him, my only stipulation, I want to do it with you as your character in What's Eating Gilbert Grape. She said he started busting up laughing. Why, he asked. And I said, because I feel like that performance deserves a real reward, and the reward is this. And she points to her body. And she started going, as she said, he started going into how he got into the role, how he worked with these kids and all that stuff. And I'm just listening like, And I finally go, all that's good. I just need to know, when's this going to happen? So she's, you know, she's very flirtatious and a lot of fun and very extroverted. So that's a funny story.
I like that.
Yeah. Let's see here. Former host Neil Patrick Harris live tweeted the Tony Awards Sunday night and delivered a bit of a burn to Rachel Bloom. Many wondered if it was a joke or not. Bloom was manning the chaos backstage interviewing celebs, wearing a top hat, and generally providing a little comic relief. And Harris tweeted out that his 7-year-old son's and also his own unflattering thoughts, which were, who is this woman in the top hat backstage at the Tony Awards? Gideon remarked that she says, like, and oh my God, a lot. I'm confused. Well, adding insult to injury, the pair actually had met before several times. As the creator and star of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend pointed out, that's her.
Yes.
That in her own tweet, she said, I am a big fan of yours. We've met numerous times. and my husband, Dan Greger, wrote for How I Met Your Mother for 5 years.
Okay.
Notably, he wrote the episode where your character finally meets his father. Harris responded thanking her for, quote, the reminder. In an interview with GQ, she admitted that she was kind of devastated. She said, I've met him a couple of times very recently backstage in the dressing room of a Broadway show. And we hung out for a solid 15 minutes with the star of this show. And it was just bizarre to me that it wouldn't ring a bell and also that he wouldn't Google it. It gets worse. She revealed that she and her husband have a framed photo from him or of him from the How I Met Your Mother episode on their wall. So the diss felt extra cringy. She said, look, he didn't say that I was terrible. It was just kind of a random thing. But I think if he wants to be gracious, he has 27 million Twitter followers. He could check out an episode of the musical TV show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, which is right now the only musical show on television, and tell his 27 million followers to check it out. I wouldn't hate that, she said. Harris officially responded Wednesday afternoon, tweeting his sincere apologies after the interview was published, saying, as a performer and a parent, I should have known better. And she took to Twitter and accepted his apology.
I'd kill him. I'd pay to have him killed.
Yeah.
The deal with this is that, so had they ever met multiple times? Or is
yeah.
It, okay, all right.
Yeah, they had met multiple times.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, and he probably just forgot it, and I'm sure he was having a couple glasses of wine while watching the Tonys, and his kid said something that was funny, and he tweeted it out. The issue is that he tweeted it out to his 27 million followers, and there, you know, there's a little bit of a burn involved.
And he's the former host. He should probably not, you know.
He should know better.
Yeah.
Do you feel stung if you're not? Somebody doesn't remember you? Do you feel a little hurt occasionally?
It has happened before, and then I remember that I don't remember
anyone, right?
And
yeah,
so then
it's
I go,
same here.
Why would I get upset over that?
Right.
You know? But if it's somebody that I've met many times, you know,
if it's someone you have a framed picture of?
Here's what I try to think of. I need environmental cues.
I agree.
To remind me, some people are. If you work at Wawa and I see you every day, then I'm used to seeing you there. And if I see you out at a movie theater or something like that, and you're not in your uniform, I might not remember who the hell you are. And it's happened. The same thing goes for me. Like, I remember years back, like Coach Giannini from LaSalle. I saw him at a golf tournament. He had no freaking idea who I was. You know why? He's used to seeing me wearing headphones and sitting behind this microphone.
Right, right.
And I at first I was like, oh, man, I've known that guy for years. And he does it.
You're not wearing your GIMP mask.
Right. And then I'm like, wait a minute. Okay. You're at a golf outing. He's just met tons of people that want to come over to say hi. That's the way it is.
And we do it all the time. You're exactly right for saying that. And so you're like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
No problem.
So anyhow, moving on, nominations for the 2018 Teen Choice Awards have been announced to be determined as who the winners will be, but chances are Avengers Infinity War will be among them. Infinity War leads all categories with 7 nods. Star Wars The Last Jedi and Black Panther captured 6 apiece, while The Greatest Showman, A Wrinkle in Time, and Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, landed 5.
So I guess Deadpool was past the voting time?
Well, I guess so. And is that a bit much for the Teen Choice Awards?
You tell me. You have teens.
For the small screen, Riverdale and Shadowhunters, The Immortal Instruments, led the pack with 5 nominations, while Stranger Things and The Flash nip at their heels with 4.
I guess I wonder if it's anything rated R, it's not... eligible for the teen choice.
So you can be a teen and see an R-rated movie with parental approval.
But I mean, as far as TV goes, Riverdale is a saucy, sexy
program.
It is
saucy and sexy.
What channel is it on?
It's sick.
Big time. It's sick.
Saucy.
My daughter had asked if she could watch it, Casey, and I pulled a U. I'm like, uh-uh.
No way.
You are not ready for, you know, these...
What channel is it on?
The CW.
Sexy situations that they have on
and
that show.
Sexy and sick.
Sick, sexy situations.
Yeah, really. There's a lot of sex. Saucy, sick, sexy situations. It's Matt Rovine with the TV Roundup.
No, not Rovine. Cowper.
Matt Cowper, sorry.
Cowper would be, he has the eyebrows.
Yeah, Rovine has the eyebrows. Yeah.
That's the eyebrow show after this.
Cowper's sick.
Eyebrows the size of sleeping bags.
Yeah. So on the music side, Cardi B, Drake, Ed Sheeran, and Taylor Swift snagged 3 nods each.
It's basically your iPod.
Fans can vote up to 10 times a day on Twitter and teenchoice.com until June 19th. Mm. So that is just a few days away. Is that Tuesday?
I don't know.
I can't do the math.
It is, yes.
The 2018 Teen Choice Awards will air live.
They think there's going to be some Russian tampering, Preston.
In L.A. on August 12th on Fox. Well, that wouldn't be unusual. Kim Kardashian is traveling to Memphis to meet with Alice Marie Johnson, whom she helped free from prison. Johnson, a great-grandmother, was serving a life sentence for a low-level drug offense when Kardashian learned of her plight.
What if Johnson doesn't recognize her?
And this will be the first time the KKW mogul meets with the 63-year-old in person. But she has spoken with her over the phone, and Kardashian herself delivered the news of her release.
Yeah.
So Johnson said, when Kim told me that I was being released, I started jumping and screaming and crying, and everyone else was crying. This was on the Good Morning America appearance on the 7th. She said, it was wonderful. I'm so glad that she was the one who was able to deliver the news to me. It was a perfect ending. Johnson and Kardashian are slated to appear on the Today Show together this morning. Never want to choke on an opportunity. Kardashian has moved on from securing presidential pardons to fixing Twitter. As Kardashian tweeted, I had a very good combo with Jack, meaning Jack Dorsey, the co-founder of Twitter, this weekend at Kanye's birthday. And I think he really heard me out on the edit button.
Yeah, this is something that she's really big on, where you can post something to Twitter. You're usually allowed right after you can... retract the tweet at any time, but at any point jump in and edit a tweet that you had made.
Yeah, change a misspelling
or change
a word or whatever you need to.
Or a thought.
Yeah. The 41-year-old Twitter honcho joked back, now I see why I was invited, to which Kardashian responded, ha ha ha, never.
Ha ha ha.
Kanye loves you, but I had to bring it up.
Mm-hmm. Now they work on
Is that funny?
Anonymous a-holes on Twitter instead of
that'd be nice
the editing. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So Bill Murray and his business partners are set to open a food truck park in Charleston, South Carolina this summer.
I think this is actually a pretty cool idea. You have sort of the equivalent of it if you think of like University City with the streets of food trucks. But this is like a park where the trucks can go and conduct their businesses.
Brad Krieger and Mike Veek are revamping an old office space in what will be a monstrous bar with a private room overlooking a large outdoor seating space with palm trees and live music.
We're looking at a picture of the completed project, Preston, and it's beautiful.
No, this is where it's going to be.
Oh.
The project was reportedly called Food Truckorama when plans were first announced 3 years ago, but the trio has since settled on the Container Bar. To the left of the building will be parking spaces and electric hookups for the trucks, which the city prohibits from parking on public streets. So that's why they're doing this type of thing. They don't allow it on public streets in Charleston, South Carolina. We're lucky in that we can have them on those streets.
And there's some great food trucks down there.
This isn't Murray's first restaurant rodeo. 5 years ago, the 67-year-old and his partners opened Rutledge Cab Company in an abandoned gas station adjacent to their current project. He and his five brothers also own two Caddyshack outposts in Florida and Illinois, inspired by the movie, of course.
The building across the street from us, they do food trucks, I think, like every Thursday or every...
Do they?
Yeah.
The GSB building?
Yeah.
Huh.
Just two of them, though.
Today's Thursday.
I know.
What
I
the
know.
Hell?
The Container Bar is expected to finish in August, by the way. As the world continues to mourn his death, Anthony Bourdain's body was cremated in France on Wednesday, people report. His ashes are going to be flown back to the U.S. tomorrow. The 61-year-old chef and TV show host was found dead, of course, of suicide in his hotel room by his close friend Eric Rippert. They were filming an upcoming episode of Parts Unknown. He survived by his mother Gladys, his daughter Ariane, and his wife Octavia, from whom he was separated.
So his mother was a bigwig at the New York Times, mm-hmm. and a writer for a long time. So
yeah,
it's pretty wild, man. I enjoyed Anthony Bourdain. I have to say I've been blown away by how people seem to be affected by this all over the world.
Well, he just seemed like a likable guy.
Well,
he's just one of those.
But you remember, like early on, he was known as Cantankerous. He went after the Emeril Lagasse.
Yeah.
Remember early on? So he was, kind of his thing, but he grew out of that.
And he went after
Guy Fieri
pretty
yes,
bad.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who has to fly over to France to bring his ashes home?
I don't know. I'm not really sure.
And that's you know, at any age, for a parent to lose a child
sure.
is awful. But, you know, if your child is 61.
Yep.
I don't know. Yep. Just awful.
All right. Well, you know what's awful? A woman has accused Jamie Foxx of slapping her in the face with his penis.
What?
Did I lighten it up a little bit there?
Yep.
You sure did.
Hang on a second. Like, were they in the throes of passion at the at that time?
Yeah, because that's foreplay.
Well, I mean, listen, it's disrespectful, but you put yourself in a situation to get de-slapped.
Listen, in porn, as anyone will tell you, it's just part of the deal. But right in this, I think, from what I understand,
if she's just sitting there,
she was
kind of
just sitting there having some Bugles and and cream soda,
yes.
And then he comes over.
Okay. Put yourself in a situation to get de-slapped.
Yes.
Okay.
Listen. I find that to be very disrespectful. I don't care for it when I see it in films.
Yes.
In the cinema.
Yes.
It doesn't.
Especially, it's just, when it's out of the blue.
Yes.
It's just in bad taste.
Yes. But again, like you said, if she's just sitting there eating Bugles.
No, that's a rookie move.
Yes.
That's assault. That is assault.
And it deserves to be in the news.
Fox has denied the allegations, calling them an absurd lie. The woman claims she and a friend were partying with Fox when he asked her for oral, a request she denied.
Okay.
Is it possible she slapped her face on his penis?
When she refused, the Oscar winner slapped her in the face with that. She claims... but according to, let me see, who is this from? It says, Jamie emphatically denies that this incident ever occurred. And
Jamie emphatically denies that he slapped that woman with his penis.
Will be in the face.
In the face, no less.
filing a report with the Las Vegas Police Department against the woman for filing a false police report against him. This is Jamie's attorney.
In the face!
The lawyer continued by saying the first time Jamie became aware of this woman's absurd claims about an incident that supposedly occurred 16 years ago is when TMZ contacted his representatives Tuesday about this story.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. Speaking of porn, I always hate, you know, there's certain things that guys talking too much, guys doing stuff like this, you know, there are 5 or 6 things you can do without.
They should just mute.
Just
the
mute.
Guy
Make
in
love.
General,
Show
yeah.
some passion. Copy The Bachelor.
No, there are some that are very forceful.
Yes.
Don't
like that.
Disturbing.
Yes.
So, yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Despite her royal status after marrying Prince Harry on May 19th, Meghan Markle may be in the running for an Emmy Award.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
A USA Network rep has confirmed that the 36-year-old's name was submitted for the Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Drama Series category for her role as Rachel Zane in Suits. That could be a big year if that ended up happening.
That'd be wild if you had a royal accept an award.
So yeah.
She never really, when I first heard about her, she didn't do a whole lot for me. Obviously, she was beautiful, but like not like, I don't know, wasn't my cup of tea. And then I saw the cover of People magazine. Holy moly.
Holy moly.
Hey, Grace Kelly, she was royal, right?
Yes, she was.
Did she win an award while she was a princess? Or did she kind of give up acting when she took on the royal title?
She did win, I believe, was presented an honorary Oscar. Nick, if you could do a check on that.
Yeah.
I believe she was. But, it was after the fact. And maybe in this case, it could be possible that they... you know, her becoming a royal has affected her shot at winning this Emmy.
So she won an Oscar in 1955 for The Country Girl, Steve.
The Country Girl. Was that with
Best Actress in a Leading Role?
Okay.
The movie came out in 1954.
And that would have been before she became Princess Grace.
There you go.
Okay. Interesting. Speaking of royals and award winners, Farrah Abraham.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Soon to be Oscar winner.
After her arrest at the Beverly Hills.
Have you seen my anal work?
After her arrest at the Beverly Hills Hotel, she's claiming that there's another side to the story. TMZ reports that the Teen Mom alum was arrested after attacking a staff member. On Wednesday, her publicist told Page Six, "At this time, we thank everyone for Farrah's concern and will assure
what everyone
that when she
there's weeping villagers gathered outside the house
that when she is released, Farrah will release a statement on her
everyone.
Behalf.
Yeah, we're worried.
All right, two more things." The 13-year-old son of Harvey Keitel was attacked in Tribeca Tuesday, police tell Page Six. Two teenage bullies forced Roman off his bike just blocks away from his home, punched him in the face and broke his glasses.
What the hell?
And they ran off without stealing his bike.
Huh.
This is Harvey Keitel's son. Roman was treated and released from the hospital. He was apparently punched in the nose, causing bruising, swelling, and complaints of pain, a source said. And Keitel shares Roman with his wife, Daphna Kastner. By the way, Harvey's almost 80 years old. He's 79
wow.
years old.
He's got this kid.
Yeah, 13 years
13
old.
Years oh, old. God. This is my 13-year-old. Oh, your great-grandfather's here. No, that's my pa.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And his wife is 57 years old. So.
Why didn't Harvey just, you know, climb down the side of the building and get involved in the fight?
Yeah.
Like a superhero.
Yeah, at 79.
At 79. Mm-hmm.
Initially, my thought was, wow, you're messing with Harvey Keitel's kid?
Yeah.
That's crazy. And I'm like, oh. He's up there.
Right.
He probably doesn't quite have the oomph that he used to. All right. But that's a sad story. Hopefully they'll figure out something about that and do something about it. All right, Steve, fans are getting their first look at the sequel to Wonder Woman.
Yes.
Actress Gal Gadot and director Patty Jenkins shared stills from the Warner Brothers movie on social. Jenkins posted a shot of Chris Pine.
Yes.
And he's standing in what appears to be a mall with people dressed in 80s attire in the background. So
that's the word we heard that is taking place around. In the 80s.
It is. 1980. It's called Wonder Woman 1984, by the way.
So here's the deal. You never conclusively saw him die.
Yep.
Well, spoiler alert, at the end of Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
So you never know.
Yep. So he's going to be in this movie. I don't know how they're going to make that happen because age-wise...
She's not...
They're going to have to age him quite a bit if it falls into line with the timeline because we were talking World War II and then the mid-80s.
Unless he's preserved somehow.
Somehow,
they put him in Reynolds wrap.
I don't know. Had that been invented in the war?
That's it. That could have been part... The red skull Preston could have been the inventor of Reynolds wrap. Listen, can I show you something else?
No word.
This is really going to be good in the kitchen.
No word on why she shared a picture of him, but Gadot shared a pic of her character looking at a series of stills, captioning it Wonder Woman 1984, hashtag WW84.
Yeah, they have a great charisma together. I'd love to see this.
Yeah. Yes, all right, so Aquaman's coming out. Is there another Justice League coming out?
What I would love to see come out is the Cyborg movie, because I thought he was really engaging in the Justice League movie. Mm-hmm. There is the Matt Reeves standalone Batman movie, and again, back and forth, whether Ben Affleck's going to be in it or not, I don't know.
Yep.
And then the Flash movie, apparently the Flash movie is going to be, I was reading something yesterday that says it's going to be more comical, more along a Back to the Future line.
Really?
Than a straight ahead, really dramatic Flashpoint Flash movie.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I love that character. I love the Flash. And I love Gal Gadot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah.
All I know is we're
going to be my 1984 thing.
You're going to be my regular Saturday night thing, baby.
Oh, yeah.
She's the perfect woman. The original film raked in 821.9 million dollars globally.
It's weird that they're doing a sequel then.
Isn't it odd?
Yeah.
All right, clips.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it. In The Incredibles 2, while Mr. Incredible is home with the kids, Elastigirl springs into action to save the day to hopefully change society's opinion on superhumans. Here, Samuel L. Jackson talks about how superhumans are viewed in the film.
Their life could be mundane, but they choose to be, you know, heroic and superheroes. And now all of a sudden, so much has happened. Or when they do their super things, there's so much residual damage that now everybody wants to go, well, is it worth it having these people that can do all those things?
Shut up, dummy.
And I tell you what, man, Frozone. So we saw that we had the advanced screening. Everybody who saw it loved the movie. Our official review was it's hilarious. It is funnier than the other film, which is a great movie and fun and exciting and everything, but there's a lot of laughs in this movie. And I thought I thought Frozone was badass. They
very
expand
cool.
a little bit more.
I'm looking forward to
he doesn't have as much screen time as the other characters do, but when he does, he makes it work. So
awesome.
I thought it was really, really cool. I loved the movie. Incredibles 2 comes out actually tonight. They're going to start some late night screening, which is really cool.
Jace is already asking me, when can we get it on the Apple TV? I'm like, give it a second.
Calm down. Yeah. You like Steve.
Hit theaters yet, officially. and we just have one clip today. That's all we got, friends.
What?
So, yep, that's sorry. And that is what I have for you in the entertainment report this morning. I would like to give away, speaking of movies, we have a screening of Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
Oh. Another Giacchino scored.
That is correct. Film. Within a couple of weeks, he's had two huge, huge movies coming out that
amazing.
He has done the score for, and he's very excited. If you follow him on social media, you can see how happy he is. The UA King of Prussia on the 19th at 7:30 is when we will have this screening. So next Tuesday, and you need to be there no later than 7. So let's take 7 callers in. 215-263-WMMR. Put you on the list. Yes, Nick.
Before we get too far away from it, I just, like, Chris Pratt shouted out Michael Giacchino on Twitter yesterday, which I thought was so cool. You know, he said really nice things about what Michael contributed to Jurassic World, and to get a compliment like that from somebody like Chris Pratt, I thought was awesome.
Here, I'll read it for you. It says, Michael, I saw the movie last night for the first time with your score, and I was utterly blown away. Your music, much like that of John Williams, elevated the pace in such an amazing way. Kudos, man. We did it. The film is effing awesome.
Gotta love that.
That's huge, man.
Did you see one of the shows, Extra or Entertainment Tonight, one of them surprised Chris Pratt with a video. He took a date to see Jurassic Park in high school, the original Jurassic Park. They found the girl he took to the movie and got a video of her congratulating him on being...
Wow.
I mean, how cool
That's
is that? Cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I took my first movie date with my wife was Jurassic Park.
Was it really?
Yeah, and I'm Chris Pratt, too.
Wow. That's amazing. You guys must be so happy.
We're very happy.
Congratulations on your success.
Thank you.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back in a moment. Our buddy John Heffron performing at Helium Comedy Club. He's stopping in today. And don't forget, we have that YouTube backstage party. That's going to be taking place tonight. Your chance to win those tickets. We'll be back in a moment.
Preston and Steve Show on 93.3 WMMR. Like the podcast, you'll also love it live when you can call in. Weekdays from 6 a.m. to about 10:30 a.m. on the radio at 93.3 WMMR. Or stream the show live via MMR's mobile app.
We've got another run at it 5 years later, Bucksco versus Delco. We're headed back to that again. The Battle Royale is going to take place June 25th through the 29th every day. Did you see that stank eye Kathy just flashed at Casey?
No.
Oh, you missed it?
No, I'm not paying attention.
All right, she threw the hairy eyeball at you, but we are set to go for this, and preparations are being made, so we don't want you to miss out on this return to the ring.
So yesterday we had a post meeting in which Kathy and Casey were asked to leave.
Yeah.
And then we had a conference call, as we always do every night, you know, to talk about what we're going to talk about the next day. So we all get on this conference call, and we had to get them off the phone as well, because there are developments. Let's just say there's a lot in play this time around.
By the way, there was a concern when we were on the conference call that, Kathy, you might have actually hung on the line and listened to what we were talking about.
Okay, so I don't know. I did not know what you were talking about. I had a landscaper over yesterday, so the phone was in my pocket last night. So
you weren't listening at all.
No. After awesome. I talked to you guys about Mike Tyson, and then...
Well, I kept saying...
Yeah.
I was suspicious.
Yeah, because
if anyone was going to play light and fast.
When somebody hangs up on the conference call, it goes bing. There's like a little tone, so you know.
And bing der.
Oh, so you mean you guys talked about it last night?
Yes.
Damn it.
So there's when somebody joins a conference call, there's a little happy bling like that, and when somebody leaves, it's like bloom. It's like a depressing.
Yeah. And you only heard one bloom.
And we only heard one bloom.
We heard your bloom.
And we heard you
because
I heard your voice cut off, and they were like, Kathy. Kathy, are you there? Okay, and then we waited for a while, and then we started talking about what we're going to do.
Oh, my God.
No, I hung up.
No, don't worry. I heard absolutely nothing.
All right. Okay, good. Well, it's coming up. Listen, not only are Casey and Kathy our experts on all things Delaware County and Bucks County, but they're usually kind of our shore aficionados as well.
We go to the beach quite a bit.
Yes, you do. And you'll be happy to know that 47 New Jersey beaches are on the brink of banning swimming due to fecal bacteria.
All right.
47 beaches. This is what, like, nasty.
And what does that mean? Like, how does that what happen? Is it human?
I think it's sewage.
It's whale poop.
Yeah, it's human sewage. It's got
to
be.
Listen to this. So it includes 16 in Atlanta County, and they showed higher levels of the bacteria that is usually found in animal or human waste on Monday.
What animals are pooping in the water?
Pushing those beaches closer to banning swimming. The water samples contained more than 104 colony-forming units, CFU.
Colony-forming units. They sounds like a retirement home.
Which are CFUs of enterococci bacteria.
Cocci.
Per 100 milliliters of water.
I don't know what any of that means, but it sounds disgusting.
I'll explain. When a sample shows more than 104 CFU, the beach is placed under a swimming advisory. If a second sample, in this case taken Tuesday, remains higher than 104 CFU, the beach is closed to swimming and remains closed until the sample falls under the limit. And I've got the list here. It's
47
huge.
Beaches. So, wait, but so is this due to, like, to dumping? People dumping their waste?
Well, maybe it could also be a part of the weather if it's...
Yeah, that's what I read.
All right.
Here's the deal.
A lot of it's going off.
DEP spokesman Larry Hajna. Said the elevated numbers of the beaches under a swimming advisory are likely the result of Sunday's rain and stormwater runoff that continued into Monday morning. So it sounds like it's coming from land.
Our poop reservoirs.
Into the water. He said that the water is tested near the stormwater outfalls and that it can result in higher numbers.
Well, that makes sense that you're getting all that extra runoff. So... Mm-hmm. That's a lot of beaches. So are you saying now that as per this edict, these beaches are currently closed?
No.
Or not safe for swimming?
This was as of Tuesday. It says on the brink of banning
swimming.
On the brink.
Okay, so we don't want to alarm anyone.
Well, they could close them. But, I mean, the weather's been nice since then, so
could have gotten depoopatized.
Maybe it's going to clear up. Maybe it's going to depoopatize.
Well, what are the beaches there from, like,
I don't
know. Ocean City down to Wildwood?
Do I even have time to go through all these? So I have Cape May County. There's Atlantic County, Cape May County, Monmouth County, and Ocean County. Which ones do you want?
Do Cape May County.
Yeah, because it is... Is Sea Island in Cape May County? Or...
I think so.
Okay.
So the ones closed in Cape May County are Grant Street, Philadelphia Avenue, and Queen Street in Cape May.
Oh, okay. So it's specific. It's not the whole town.
It's just specific beaches.
Lower Township is Richmond Avenue, Wildwood, Montgomery Avenue, Bennett Avenue. And Wildwood Crest are Jefferson Avenue, Miami Avenue, Orchid Road, Hollywood Avenue, Forget-Me-Not Road, and Lavender Road.
Does that affect you, Case?
Almost.
One of those beaches is just a...
What about Malapoop? A
couple of blocks away.
Yeah. Malibu?
Malapoop.
Malapoop. There's no word, and I've never heard of it.
So we're talking all right, so specific areas on these specific beaches.
Right, okay.
All right, as you said, this is as of Tuesday.
Yeah.
The weather conditions now a little bit more favorable, less rain. It could be better.
If there's one beach in that town, it's not going to go in the water.
It stops right where the block ends.
Yeah. So do they put a flag out with a big turd on it or something
It's a turd emoji, Preston. It's the turd emoji.
That would be, wouldn't that be great?
Sure. Yeah,
but what's weird is, like, so if you're on one street, right, and that beach is closed, but there's two beaches on one on either side. Like, how was one?
That's what I just said. I'm not going in.
Well, they test the drains that are that I think that's where these drains are.
Where they
let out. And so, because they said they do it right at those locations. And then I guess it's up to you if you want to, if you want to make the call.
I haven't been to the beach since Memorial Day weekend. I stayed down in Cape May. But for the first time in a long time, the ocean water was warm enough to swim in Memorial Day weekend. And I did. It was nice. It was nice out. And I was pleasantly surprised until now. And now I'm a bit disgusted. I don't know if it was
bad. By the
way,
you came back with an incredible tan during that. You were browner than I'd ever seen.
Well, I did do a terrible job.
Is that a spray job? You know what? Obviously, listen, the beaches are beautiful. Just occasionally it gets gross.
It does.
And occasionally, have you ever found any gross stuff?
Oh, yes.
Washing up, yeah, real all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's you hear, you know, syringes and,
yeah,
and things
remember
like
there
medical
was that,
ways.
There
I found worse.
A
dentist
right?
down there that was dumping.
Dumping his stuff.
Yeah. Dumping, yeah. I found actually a porta potty, a floating porta potty.
Seriously?
The kind that stows under a chair in like a 17-foot boat floating along. And literally let out a high-pitched Mary-Kate and Ashley scream. I mean, it was horrific. Yeah, I wasn't about to see if it was, containing any matter, but Jesus, that was disgusting.
I've lived my whole life in this area pretty much and spent my whole life going to the Jersey Shore with family vacations and weeks off and whatever else, and I do love it. But they're not the nicest beaches in the country. I mean, if you go to the Outer Banks, if you go to any place out west, you're just going to get better beaches. And I hate saying that because, I know people get really defensive about how awesome New Jersey is. By comparison, they're just not.
I forgot where I saw there was a beach that, and I wish I noted where this was, that all of a sudden the water turned crystal clear blue. And did you see that, Kathy?
What, at the Jersey Shore?
No. Oh. It wasn't at Jersey Shore. It was somewhere else, but people were, like, freaking out. They can't believe that the water turned.
What happened?
Actually
we
turned blue. I didn't read the story. I just saw the headline,
probably
unfortunately.
Blue dye, right? That was leaking from the
It happened at the Jersey Shore. I think it was
last year.
All of a sudden, the water got clear?
It was super clear. Like, it almost looked like you could be in the Caribbean in spots.
No kidding.
Yeah. And I forget there was an explanation.
There was,
it,
and my cousin told me what it was, and I can't remember. It had something to do with the currents or whatever, but it was glassy. It was nice.
Okay, man, you guys ever been to the Bahamas?
Oh my God, yeah.
Well, not Bahamas, the Caribbean.
Bermuda actually has, I think, two of the top 10 beaches in the world there, and it's a bathtub.
It is. It's warm and it's turquoise. It's absolutely
glorious.
So beautiful.
The shore, though, going down to the shore, like as with Long Island, growing up, we were always right near the beaches. It's a different swimming experience. Still a lot of fun, but down there, it's like you just find yourself spinning, going, "Oh my God, this is amazing."
Yeah, it doesn't even seem real.
Yeah.
Let me see. I'm going to go to, we have Zach, who's an engineer, who wants to explain the whole runoff thing. Hi, Zach. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's up, my man?
Hey, so I'm a civil engineer, and I thought I'd give some insight on how, like, the sewers work there.
Yeah.
Please.
So I'm thinking that the storm drains on the roads, sometimes they connect to the actual storm, to the sewer lines in old communities. So with all this rain recently, the rain's going into the storm drains on the roads, and this is all going to the sewer treatment plant. And the plant can't take all the excess water that's coming in. So at times, they just open the gates, and they just let it run out because they can't take all the water.
Your theory does have validity because some people reported seeing Pennywise surfing.
It could be. But that makes sense.
Yes, I'm just thinking they're okay.
Okay. That's an engineering term.
Thank you.
Yes. it's an engineering term for fecal matter.
There you go.
I'm sorry.
Save that for Kathy.
He said the S word so casually.
Yeah, he did.
And amongst all the technical speak, I was not expecting that.
So what they do is there's a special valve that controls the S.
Yeah. By the way, somebody texted and said it was Galveston, Texas. Yeah. Where all of a sudden the water got totally clear.
I tell you what, I wouldn't be excited or happy. I would freak the F out if I was standing like at Wildwood in the water and it suddenly became Caribbean clear.
Yeah.
I would think like a tidal wave was coming or something.
Mm-hmm. It has something to do with nutrients in the plants that grow in the water and then the rain and the wind.
Okay. Somebody said that somebody texted in that there was a hurricane that went through that region not that long ago. That may have had something to do with it as well. I'm going to go to Paul. Hi, Paul. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Delmarva.
Delmarva?
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. That is my favorite peninsula.
What I wanted to say is that I was born and raised in Philly, went to the Jersey Shore my whole life, and I switched gears down to Delaware, Bethany area, where it's all state park. The beaches are beautiful. You know, it's switching of the gears. What do you think about that?
I don't know. You guys ever done the Delaware Beach?
Marissa just did. She was just there Memorial Day weekend. She said, It's a lot like the Jersey Shore.
You know what, though, also? Yeah. Tax-free sewage.
Not exactly. There's State Park. You could drive your beach. You could still dig up clams over there.
Kathy, you like to go clamming.
No. But I've been to the Delaware Beach as well. I would not say it's like the Jersey Shore. I think it's very different.
Marissa? Is it?
Yeah, because I actually didn't go to the beach while I was down there. I went for a bike ride, and I went to a lot of bars.
The
bars
were like
the breweries.
Okay. Are the bars there like the beaches here?
But the beach is there. You can drive your cars onto the beach.
Well,
there.
there's a state park in New Jersey that you can. And actually, was it Brigantine? You can drive your car down to the beach.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
You guys ever go to Ocean City, Maryland?
Yeah, I hate it.
It's
very crowded.
Very crowded. Yeah, it's like a city. I mean, Ocean City, New Jersey is a town with a lot of houses, but Ocean City, Maryland is packed.
I felt like I was not at the beach. Like, unless you could actually see the sand when I was in Ocean City, Maryland, I didn't know I was at the beach.
Yeah.
You know, it's bizarre because not growing up in the Northeast is I need palm trees at my beach.
Do you?
Yeah. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That makes me really feel I'm at the beach.
That makes, that's like a special beach. You know what I mean? Right. Like for us, like if you go to palm trees, that's a different vacation.
Well, I need shade or else I explode like Lestat. So, yeah, I've got it. But I agree with you, Preston. It's funny because I'll go away on a beach vacation and not really access the beaches. It's great to go down to shore towns and all that stuff. That's wonderful. But the thought of going down to swim and use the beach is something I don't entertain here, where I will down in the Caribbean, you know?
Or Florida.
Or Florida.
Yeah, places like that. So, but anyhow.
Or Camden.
47 New Jersey beaches on the brink of banning swimming due to fecal bacteria.
Do you remember the red tide years ago? Yeah. Something you'd hear about all the time? They were closing beaches because of the red tide. It happens, an algae thing?
It happens in, my mom and sister live in St. Petersburg, so around Tampa, they'll get a red tide every now and then, or they'll get a fish kill, which is really bizarre, and just tons of fish die off because of the lack of oxygen and the...
They choke on the human poop.
That too. Well, that's what happens here. So anyhow, we'll keep that in mind if you're headed to the beach, in the near future. Just check. I don't know. I would imagine New Jersey.
Taste it.
I would imagine New Jersey has, some sort of a website where you can,
And they will have flags up.
Okay.
With the big poop emoji.
It's not going to be a poop emoji.
Wow, man. So I was just surprised at how many, beaches that they were saying might be affected by this.
Well, stands to reason. Think of how the flooding was a couple of days ago, and down here, and the driving rain, and we've had a very rainy beginning to the season.
Well, I mean, is that the same? You know, up and down the eastern seaboard.
I would imagine. Yes,
you know,
it would stand to reason
because of the rain.
Yeah,
and everything. Yeah. It's gonna be a beautiful weekend. You guys going down this weekend?
Well, we got the blood drive on Saturday.
Oh, that's right.
And
well, let's take the blood drive down to the shore.
Yeah, I mean, my family's going. I haven't decided on whether or not to go yet. Okay. I don't know if I want to.
You know, where the party's gonna be. It's gonna be the blood drive.
That's exactly right.
Saving lives.
Valley Beach, man. You want palm trees?
Actually, yeah.
You could. You're guaranteed.
At Valley Forge. So
that's a perfect idea.
Yeah.
They have palm trees.
I've hung out at that pool.
To the beach.
I've gone and had a couple cocktails after work. It's really nice.
You'd probably have to go dipping before you gave blood.
Right, yeah.
I would think so.
Yeah, prioritize.
But anyhow, we will be there on Saturday. Hang on a second. Becky saw something interesting. Hi, Becky. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys. Long time listener.
Oh, awesome.
Wonderful. What's up, Becky?
Okay, so I'm from Salem County in the Dirty Jersey, South Jersey. And we live right on the Delaware River. So a couple of...
Uh-oh.
No.
We lost her.
No.
An industrial porta potty floats by.
Wait, start again because you broke up there. Say it again.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So, we're swimming in the river, and 30 seconds after we get out, like a construction site porta potty, like one of those big blue ones with the white lid, floats by.
Floating by.
All right, you beat me. You beat me because I just saw one of those under the chair portable ones from a boat. You saw an entire real porta potty go floating by.
Yes.
Jesus.
Like one of those ones that's at a construction site.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
A real deal.
And that was in a river, though, right?
A port of sand.
Are you a big
right on the Delaware River?
I am not a fan of river swimming. We'd always pass Preston. We were over in Conchi at Y-100.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
There were people that they had their swimming. They would buy like swimming pool slides down into the river. I'm like, are you kidding me?
They'll have a little dock.
Yeah,
and do that.
We did wakeboarding in the Delaware River.
We did do it.
Yeah, and I
felt, is it fun?
Well, yeah. No. It was fun for Preston because he actually got up and wakeboarded. I just got drugged by behind a boat. You know?
You got the ultimate douching from mouth.
Yes.
It was a disaster for you, but Preston got up pretty good.
Yeah, Preston was fine.
It was less of a ride for you and more of just a pull.
And then at the end of the day, I had tried so hard that my arms stopped working.
Yeah, they
were. Like, I used to water ski when I was a kid. That's why I was able to get up on
the
wakeboard.
You were familiar with it.
I was familiar with it, but I hadn't done it in, decades probably. When I got in my car, I couldn't grip the steering wheel.
Nope. I couldn't tie my shoes.
I had to drive with my palms.
Yeah. Like a mime.
I couldn't close my hand around the steering wheel.
You know what, though? People that live on the Delaware or even on the Schuylkill, that's not a big deal to them to go in.
No, Cecily Tynan's out all the time. Yeah. She's a huge water skier, yeah.
Honestly, first off, she's gorgeous, and that's certainly wonderful. But it's almost like a Norman Rockwell picture of her just going back and forth.
Slaloming.
Calmly on the river, and it's just beautiful and rustic.
Well, she also does that where she surfs behind the boat. Yeah. Have you ever seen that?
I saw a video of her flying without a plane.
What?
No, yeah. Steve, on a surfboard.
Yeah.
Using the wake of the boat.
Oh, and no tow rope.
Yeah.
No tow rope.
You ride the wake.
That's neat. How do you get up?
I think you would probably have to start with a tow rope.
And then you let go.
And then you get into that part of the wake.
You paddle really fast.
That's like,
wait up, guys! Well, she's in such good shape.
But I would assume you start with a tow rope, and then you get into that part of the wake that's like a continuous wave, and then you let go of the rope, and you just surf.
It looks fun, doesn't it?
That's so cool.
My old next-door neighbor is a almost professional level water skier, and there's a whole bunch of boating clubs up and down the Schuylkill. And so there's one by near where the Lost of Valley Forge is, and so he would go out there, and then further up, closer to like Phoenixville, there's another boating club, and like they would go out and just make a day of it. You know, he's one of those guys who would be in a wetsuit in January and be out doing it too.
I'd love to go back to doing water skiing, but I don't think my shoulders can handle it. I injured myself folding laundry.
Oh man,
the other day.
No. That is difficult.
Broadcaster Preston Elliott injured severely in a laundry folding accident.
You need to be careful.
A tourniquet was fashioned out of bounce sheets as he was driven to the hospital.
Damn, my shoulder's killing me. What have I been doing today? Folding laundry.
I took a bullet in Nam. What about you? It's folding sheets.
Well, it was a fitted sheet in my defense.
Yeah. It was a fitted sheet.
Why even try and fold that?
Yeah, hey, give him some slack. It was a fold. All these POWs.
Yeah.
Give him some slack. It was fitted.
Never fold a fitted sheet.
Yeah.
Ever.
No.
Just crumple it up.
Crumple it up.
No, you know there's a way to fold,
there's,
right?
No, there is not.
Yes. There is.
Fold it like a...
I've seen my wife do it. It's bizarre.
Never do it.
You use the inside pocket.
No!
It's bizarre.
No, I do, and I help my wife.
I can't wrap my mind around it.
I stand there like an imbecile. So she says, stand up, and she hands me two parts of the folded sheet.
Hold this.
In the pocket. Hold
the
this.
Sheet.
Yeah, yes.
And she walks over. Hold this.
Yes.
I hold that. She walks. Hold this. And then it's folded.
I've done that. Yeah. I've done the same thing.
I'll tell you what. In just a fraction of the time, you just crumple it up into a little ball.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Done.
Save the headache.
Yeah, because once you stretch it out on the mattress, there are no wrinkles or anything.
It's the way you store it, though. You can store it folded, and that's what
that's
trust me, it's been explained to me because I would ball it up in a second.
Mm-hmm.
Claire
mm-hmm.
and I
but fewer injuries when balling it up.
No, and Shell knows how to do it, too. Yeah. I've watched, and she tried to teach me, and it's just impossible.
You're basically sticking into the pocket along the elastic edges, and you're grabbing on those and making that the squared edge.
You use the corners instead of the actual elastic. But I remember when somebody told or showed me that that's how you do it, and I was like, oh, my, there's a way to fold fitted sheets?
My shoulder! Ah! What happened, buddy? I was folding napkins.
That's terrible. Terrible. You wanted me to go to a call, Casey?
Well, I think maybe line one wins.
All right. It's, I'm going to go to Pete. Hi, Pete. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, I'm a winner.
Yay! Yay!
What's up, Pete?
Woo! All right. Hey, guys. So in 93, I was
in the military. I was stationed in Coronado, and I moved into a town called Imperial Beach. Basically, you could see Tijuana from a bathroom, depending on how close you live to the border. So
right.
I was so stoked. I get in. I run up to the beach to go check the waves because I wanted to go surfing. And I walk up, and there's like two dead bodies and like a dead seal and a dolphin.
What?
And I'm like, and there's the Peligro signs all over the place.
Peligro.
That's paradise.
So what happens is, I was home here in Mount Laurel on leave, and then I went back. And we had all these major ice storms here. Out west, it was rain. So the Tijuana River would overrun. Their sewage system over there is below par, I would have to say.
I would imagine.
And on top of that, the people would try to cross the Tijuana River and get washed out. So
all
the
right.
Beach is right there to Tijuana, and they would get washed out and then washed up onto the beaches.
You were seeing people who tried to clear the waterway there. They got trapped, swept along, died, and the bodies would put out right in front of the beach you were at. Jesus Christ.
Paradise.
I mean, it's not funny, but I tell you what, there was several times, and it would be all the South County of San Diego so many times during the winter when it's really bad.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like a head on the ocean. You can smell the ocean.
Like a human head.
I didn't have that. I could say that.
Wow.
I'll tell you what, though. You bring up a good Thanks, point, Pete. And you know, a friend of mine, my best friends who's a comedian, his brother was a police diver. So he'd go down whenever there was a lost body and be down in this, like he'd do the East River. He'd be in the soupiest, murkiest, 6-inch visibility looking for like puffed up, you know, bodies.
Well, listen, he had just said about the systems, the drainage systems in Mexico. I saw it was on, I don't know, it was on True TV or whatever, but they were showing some, it wasn't Dirty Jobs, but it was along those lines.
Yeah.
And in Mexico City, when they get really bad backups in that sewer system, they literally send divers down into that stuff to go and pull out. And they chronicled this guy that's his job. He goes down into that junk. Into all that poop.
He better be a billionaire.
Swims down in it and unclogs it. It was unbelievable.
You're a billionaire. Yeah. Why do you continue to do... I just love it.
No, I'm saying pay him billions of dollars. That is not a minimum
fabulously
wage.
Fabulously wealthy, but until you've been neck deep in diarrhea, you can't imagine what a thrill it is.
Wow. All right. Anyhow, we got to take a break, but just a heads up, check your Jersey Shore beach to make sure that it's not closed because of all the fecal matter in the water. I think it's clearing up because the weather's been nice. So, but we'll have to check with the experts. Don't take my word for it. 7:47, we're going to take a quick break. Come back in a moment. Stay with us. Beat Pile is coming up.
MMR celebrates 50 years of rocking Philly and the best fans a radio station could ever have. Keep listening for special concerts, listener events, and 50th birthday weekends. Every hour this weekend, we highlight 1992, the year MMR turned 24, and the year of the Dream Team in the Summer Olympics. The Real World debuted on MTV.
Did you get the phone?
And Wayne's World hit the big screen.
We're not worthy!
At MMR, the DJs had new music from these bands, Stone Temple Pilots, Soul Asylum, The Black Crowes, R.E.M., Bon Jovi, Blind Melon, Alice in Chains, and so many more from 1992.
Listen all weekend as we highlight another page from our scrapbook of shared musical memories.
Sponsored by Meineke, America's choice for auto repair.
93.3 WMMR, everything that's rocked Philly for 50 amazing years.
Every song title that was popping in my head was one off of Joshua Tree. And I'm like, no, not that. It's not Where the Streets Have No Name. Has someone found one? No, that one's off. Everything I was thinking of was off of Joshua Tree.
It's not like they have a huge volume of work. Yeah. All right,
but anyway, so U2 is playing tonight. We will have your chance to win tickets to the show and a backstage party that's going on, a pre-party and a backstage tour and the whole thing. Listen for your chance to win this morning. Besides that last portion, that last break, U2 has a wonderful relationship with this radio station.
Yeah.
Bono has mentioned the radio station on stage.
They always remember the lyrics and the titles of my songs, and it shows a commitment to the band that they, just off the top of their heads, lickety-split, they can name a song and an album and get it right all the time.
I love April Fools.
Yeah. Early morning. April Fools.
Shut rings high in the April Fool sky.
Besides Joshua Tree, do you have a favorite record?
Album or song? Yeah. Well, it's right off of... Right off of that would be probably Rattle and Hum, but I mean there's Joshua Tree material on that album. Maybe Octung Baby, man. That was a great
really good
freaking album. There's so many good songs on
Zoo
that
TV,
record.
Right?
That was okay.
The tour was really amazing.
I thought that was fun. Yeah, and it was.
Huge TV screens.
Yeah, yeah. I'd have to say Octung Baby. Outside of Joshua Tree is probably my favorite U2 album. And they never put on a bad show. Every single time. It's just fantastic. So tonight should be no exception. So if you're going, wonderful. If not, listen up for your chance to win those tickets. We'll give them away some point this morning. Let's do the Bizarre File.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Brought to you by Robbins Diamonds and Tax-Free Delaware with thousands of rings and self-serve cases. Absolutely no sales tax versus the 8% tax in Philly. Robbins, Delaware, Diamonds. This is a wonderful story. It's out of Minnesota. A young woman endured an exhausting ordeal when she actually got her head stuck in a truck's oversized tailpipe.
What?
At a Minnesota music festival. There's a picture of her on her knees and her head shoved in a truck's tailpipe.
I'm guessing booze was involved.
Well, they did say that, yes, it was. Firefighters had to use a power saw to free the woman from her predicament at last weekend's Winstock Music Festival in Winstead, which is about 40 miles west of Minneapolis. Video of the rescue was posted on Facebook. Kathy, look at this picture. Look at the video.
Her head stuck in a tailpipe.
I would freak. I would be so claustrophobic at that point.
It is unknown how she ended up with her head in the tailpipe, but alcohol may have been a factor. The McLeod County Sheriff's Office says she was cited for underage drinking and escorted out of the festival. It is hilarious. You owe it to yourself to see this video. It doesn't even look real.
It's every parent's nightmare, you know? You just don't want to get that call.
Yeah.
Your daughter's head is in a tailpipe. Oh, no!
No story.
Now remember.
Who the young lady
keep
is.
Keep your head out of tailpipes.
All right. An Oklahoma woman turned bright red when she returned home to find her son waiting for her with an interesting sign. According to a now viral Facebook post, Barbara Nielsen arrived at the airport to find her son Damien holding up a sign reading, "Welcome home from prison, Mom." Nielsen jokingly dubbed her husband a jerk for the stunt. She wasn't coming from prison.
Oh.
Her friend Jessica That's Williams put the image, made it public with the caption, "So a friend of mine was gone for a week on business, and her husband made the sign for her son."
That's awesome.
"To hold to welcome her back, and I died laughing." Nielsen told ABC News that her four-year-old had no idea what the sign actually said.
That's
a great idea. Mm-hmm. Here's a story that happened. I think this happened earlier in the week or last week, and it was local, but I didn't get a chance to get to this. Police say the parents of a Philadelphia elementary school boy attacked a vice principal and principal during family fun day after they were told that they had to sign their child out in the office.
Fun!
The alleged assaults at Robert B. Pollock Elementary School happened in front of the school children. Officials say the two tried to remove their son directly from outside. Police say 37-year-old Nicole Myers then punched the vice principal. They say she then punched the principal, and the two fell on the ground.
Anybody else here?
Police say that's when the child's father punched the principal in the head multiple times. Myers is facing charges, including aggravated assault, and police are still seeking the father.
Jeez.
You got to check your kids out. There are rules that need to be followed.
Rules are for pussies.
Yeah, apparently, according to them, they are. A California woman was praised for her mama bear instincts after she distracted a gun-toting fake cop who was terrorizing her husband and four children on Sunday by simply offering him a taco.
Wow.
Yeah, the family was enjoying...
Actually, tacos are very good.
They are. The family was enjoying tacos and soda from a food truck when a dangerous stranger approached the family and began terrorizing. The family had stopped to get food after a day at the water park. Well, the man, identified as Juan Rodriguez, allegedly claimed to be an undercover cop. He flashed his gun concealed on his waistband and flashed a badge in an attempt to prove his identity. The mother, however, saw right through the disguise. The mother instantly began to put together a plan in place to distance her husband, three daughters, and toddler, who was still buckled in his car seat inches away from the man with the gun. The mother, going for the taco tactic, offered the 38-year-old suspect a taco and told him that she needed to grab some napkins from the food truck that was nearby. The man with The man with the gun continued to flash his gun and ransack through the mother's purse as she walked away. The mother approached customers at the taco truck, told them not to look back, and told them that the man with the gun was threatening her family. The taco truck employees and customers immediately called 911. Police found Rodriguez standing next to the family's van. When they arrived at the scene, Rodriguez allegedly tried to escape by tossing his gun into the van and then trying to get in it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, deputies were able to detain the suspect before anything further occurred. Rodriguez was charged with child endangerment, impersonation of an officer, and outstanding warrant. So very smart on the mom's part.
And cool and collected, man.
Yeah, yeah,
she
exactly.
Put that together. Tacos, fighting crime everywhere.
Hey, when anything or anyone that doesn't belong there walks or flies onto the field where a soccer game is being played, it's usually not good. In particular, if it's horrendous when the game invaders are bees. And oh. I saw the video footage of this. And that's what happened to the players of Liga de Portovejo and Manta FC of Ecuador's second division on Saturday when the bees descended on the field 26 minutes into the game.
Bees!
Yeah,
Calling the game. Bees everywhere!
Players and officials...
I don't understand that language.
Players and officials hit the ground in unison and they stayed there for about 30 seconds. So you see all the players lay down flat on the ground. And they stayed there and they waited for the bees to pass by. I didn't know that that was a tactic. When there's bees,
when there's a
swarm of bees.
You lay down?
That's what they did. I mean, it's like...
Yeah, I'm looking at it. So
it's like lightning or something, you know? You just want to be very, very low to the ground so that they might pass over you.
And if they run, maybe they chase?
Maybe.
The bees will chase them?
They think you're asleep.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretend you're sleeping.
Don't sting them. They're asleep.
Exactly. What type of bees they were or why they decided...
I can't sting someone who's asleep.
Or decided to swarm the field remains a bit of a mystery, but nobody got stung, and they let them pass over, so it was interesting.
Over to the baseball field.
And there you go. That is what I have in the bizarre file for you this morning. Do I have giveaways with this?
We do.
Oh. Panera's here today.
Yeah.
Panera Bread brought by some goodies, some bagel packs and some pastry packs and some fruit bowls, Kathy.
Ooh.
Yay.
That's right up my alley.
And a pastry ring. So I'll give away a $50 gift card to caller number 16 at 215-263-WMMR. And by the way, they're delivering now.
Yes, they are.
37 area stores are now offering delivery and they need drivers. So you can go to jobs.americanbreadcompany.net. If you're interested in being a delivery person for Panera, which would be pretty cool.
I have a car.
Yeah.
Shout out to the City of Panera because they're the ones that brought it over for us this morning. Thank you, guys.
Whoop, yep. Whoop.
All right, 215-263-WMMY. Let's take a break. Come back in just a moment. Our buddy John Heffron is going to be here. He's at Helium Comedy Club tonight and then through the weekend. So we'll spend some time with him when we return. Stay with us.
MMR rocks. Enough said.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy. We got one of our faves here in the studio. He's a good friend. He comes by whenever he's in town for shows. Helium Comedy Club is where you find him for one show tonight, two tomorrow, and Saturday as well. John Heffron.
Yeah, hey.
How are you guys?
We're good.
It's weird. You can tell that I get older every year.
Yeah,
I'm here. I'm a year older than the year prior.
Oh, I think,
right?
Works.
If you're doing math, I'm not getting all crazy.
Me too.
And I need to start lightly penciling in my headphones where I dial them in.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
And just so I could see, kind of like when you're a little kid, when you measure yourself, like on the
doorway. We
should
do that, too. Let's do that
just
as well.
Just to see how bad my hearing is getting over the years, right? Because you got to figure, if you're new to radio... You probably got your stuff at like 3 or 4, but you know, you guys probably, if I look, you're probably at 7, 8.
You would not believe how loud Steve's headphones are.
No, mine are pretty loud right now.
Okay.
But I can't.
I'm like, I'm
Steve's are crazy.
I would say I'm probably like at 80, 85%. However, when music comes on, I take them off. For speaking, I like them loud.
Yeah.
But when the other sounds come, but everyone will freak out when they hear how loud my headphones are. Yeah.
So, anyway, great to see you guys.
Good to see you, man.
Appreciate you having me.
No problem. Speaking of getting older, I just shared this little story a little while ago. I actually hurt my shoulder folding laundry over the weekend. That's how bad I am.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's
And it wasn't a fitted sheet.
Yes, it was.
It was. Oh, it was.
Those
okay.
are hard. That's why I used that as an excuse.
No kind of shape I want to get into. Mm. I want to get into being able to stand up on one leg and put a sock on without having to sit.
Yeah.
Like, I can no longer stand, lift up a leg, put a sock on, and then switch. I need to sit for that whole process.
Yeah.
Or there's a 90% chance I will topple over.
I can do it with one of my legs, but the other one I can't. It's bizarre.
I have to say, I've never had the thrill. I've never even thought of doing that or giving it a try.
Oh, what? Standing up
and putting socks on? No.
They have this thing now that I see commercials for that put socks on for you.
Oh, yeah. What? What channel do you see that on?
Like the older, bad tub Hallmark? With the door on it
exactly.
channel.
Yeah, yeah.
Which looks amazing, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, I wanted one all my life.
So I have some questions about the door thing before we... We have nothing to get into, but
the door of the bathtub?
So, yeah, the bathtub with the door. Here's my question.
Yeah.
So you get into it and you close the door.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How long is that process for it to fill? Because I have ADD. I think that will kill me waiting. And now let's say you just took the bath.
No, you fill it, then you open the door.
Yeah. But now you took the bath and you hit the drain button.
Yeah.
How long is that going to take?
How long does that take? And do you have dirty bathtub rings on your chest? Because
it's
the
so
water's going to drain, and it's going to drain slow.
No.
So will your stomach or your gut have that ring on it? Because how would it not? Because you're sitting in your filth. As you wait for it, I have a lot. I've sent away for the free VHS tape that gives you info.
All right, very good. VHS tape.
Or beta, depending on what you have.
I got to believe that it would suck for somebody with ADD because think about just a regular bathtub. Now I have kids, they've grown beyond bathtub range, but I do remember that filling it up takes a while. And filling up that thing, which looks a lot bigger than your regular tub, I think, would take forever. And then I remember as a kid, if I would stay in the bathtub and just for fun drain the bathtub water while I was in the tub until it ran all the way out, it sucked. You slowly get cold. You got to get up from all the way down on the floor as to nicely being buoyant and being able to get
and you're
out
dirty
easily.
From the, I just dirty. Don't understand.
How filthy are you when you take a bath?
But you're in your bath. That's why I never understood baths. You're in
your filth
water.
Yeah.
And then when you get out, that water and your dirt is still on you. I don't understand the bath. Concept.
I think the more more and more baths these days are for relaxation as opposed to extracting.
Too small. Like even mine. I mean, maybe in your 20s you do that thing where you take a bath with your partner, and that's horrible.
Yep.
There's nothing. There's no
it's
way.
Not sexy.
Like if my wife was like, "Let's take a bath," like, "Hey, what are you? We don't have the same bathrooms. What are you talking about?"
Yes.
Like I would not.
Separate bathrooms are.
We have
awesome.
We have separate everything.
Awesome.
We have separate.
Who has the cleaner bathroom?
Oh, she does.
Yeah.
And she knows if I used hers. Like, I don't even use that. Like, we have separate, because we have no kids or anything. So we have not separate bedrooms, but all my clothes are in a separate room where there's a bed. And then hers, everything's separate. And then I snore. So sometimes she'll be like, "Can you sleep in?" And then we had to have that talk saying, "Hey, are we going to be one of those couples where we sleep in different rooms?"
I am. Steve is.
Absolutely.
Well. And
we're one of those couples.
Here's why I like it. Because you could hook up and then afterwards go, "Yeah, I got to get going." And then you get to, like, leave. So it's kind of like old school. Like, "Well, hit me up tomorrow if you're not doing anything." And then you get to leave.
Yeah.
There's something. Like, some people are like, "Oh, that's terrible. You don't sleep with your wife." No, there's nothing.
No. And let me tell you something. It saved our marriage. Because first off, completely opposing temperatures. Completely opposing airflow in the room. completely opposing ways of handling the television in the room. Yep. She uses it as a nightlight. I can't do that. Leaves it on all night. And so we finally just said, listen, yes, let's stop the joke. And I don't even like cuddling. No. It gets hot. You it's get done. Sweaty. Enough.
You don't need to share anything.
Well, my wife and I, we don't fight very often, but when we do, it's usually in the bed.
I like cuddling on the couch or something or doing that. That's fine.
Like, but I got in the bed last night.
You're trying to sleep.
I got in the bed last night, and she had already been asleep, and she had all of the covers.
Yeah.
So I gingerly just tried to, you know, just take a little bit of sliver of the covers, and so I woke her up, and I didn't mean to wake her up, but man, did she give me a
my wife by the way, she knew when I came to bed, because that's always a thing. My wife will say, when'd you come to bed last night? And I hate that question.
Why does she ask?
Because I'm an adult.
Yes.
So
exactly.
I'm like, I'm a big boy. I don't tell you when I come to bed. I'm an adult. I've been arguing with somebody I've lived with since I was one about a bedtime. I'm not telling you when I went to bed. It's just
demeaning. It's demeaning.
It's a weird hot button that I have, and it's the only time I stick up for myself, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But I refuse. But now my wife has, you know, Apple Watch or sleep tracker. So obviously that keeps track of when you fall asleep, when you wake up, how many times you toss it and turn.
Yeah, yeah.
She shows me on her app when I went to bed because she's like, I'm in deep sleep. And you see on the app when she's in deep sleep, and then you see suddenly she's awake. Like you see her go from deep sleep to immediately not sleep. She goes, you came to bed right about here. I'm like,
what is she presenting evidence?
I have a motion detector. I have to deal with that.
Yeah. Well, you know what else?
To get a day laborer to lay in bed for me?
She falls asleep on the remote, and I'm like, I can't.
You're
asleep.
Hard. Yeah, yeah.
I can't watch
when they're
QVC.
Holding it in their hands, and you literally got to pry it from their dead hands.
And like an NRA member.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're like, or you're trying to hit the buttons. Yeah. Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here's the deal. I have a 65-inch set in the bedroom, just about a half a foot away from the bottom of my feet. So, you know, but I shut it off when I go to bed. You leave that on at night, and the entire room is brilliantly illuminated.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know.
Flickering.
I don't know how. Casey, you
sleep, love it.
I can't do it.
Luckily, we both like to sleep with the TV on. The struggle is what channel is going to be on.
I have. By the way, I have these two new things randomly. They're fake TVs.
I have it.
It's a square about this big.
It's a security device.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
turn
yeah.
it on and it creates fluctuating light to create the impression that there's someone watching television.
If you have your blinds closed and you're outside, it looks like your TV is on.
Okay.
So I have it set that it randomly at night looks like somebody's home watching TV.
John, why not just use a TV for that?
Because it's a much smaller light. You're not using the power.
It's this big, and you just point it at the light, and it does exactly
it's like
what
a couple
TV's
inches.
Doing.
John, they actually have one, believe it or not, and I've seen them recently. It pops up. Where it'll throw a silhouette up on the shade, and one of them is of a guy practicing karate.
What?
I swear to Christ.
It's like Home
you
Alone.
One of the shadows.
Oh, no.
One of the shadows is of a guy doing karate moves. And that's a guy walking by thinks
I'm going to Amazon Prime that to my hotel here. I will have that by Saturday. I will have that. If you're anywhere downtown, look at hotel windows and see a guy doing karate. That's the room that I'm in.
But it's brilliant, right? It's just, and there's others where it looks like more people, you know, just regular people.
Like
walking,
people like partying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I love it.
I am Home Alone to me. Like, that's always been like, I'm a scaredy cat. I assume somebody's coming into my house.
You're a survival guy, though.
So I'm a little bit more Home Alone-ish than most people.
So at night, let's see if you're like me. I check the windows. I check every. Now, if I'm going to bed last, my wife is the one who goes up out because I go up early. We have separate bedrooms.
Yeah.
But I will check everything. We have the security system in the house.
Yeah.
You know, I don't leave, even in the summer, I'm not going to leave a window cracked as an open invitation to come in. So what do you do?
Well, where are your weapons? What all you got?
That's what I want to know, John. Yeah.
So here's the deal. Depending on, let's assume you're a bad guy.
Yeah. What's on you right now?
Yeah. I have my pen with me.
That's a tactical pen.
My tactical pen. But depending on where you are in my house, will depend on the entry wound that you
okay.
get.
Okay. All right.
So depending. So like if you were gonna rob me, coming through my kitchen window would probably be your best bet.
Okay.
The hole through your chest is going to be smaller
all right.
than if you were to come through my side. I'm not more. Now, this is where some people, like, I'll get emails about this or whatever. I'm within 10 feet of something at any point.
And you, so, and you, so, you know, so you have something to move.
Yeah. Okay, and then we can make it to a happy place because okay. this scares some people. But I had a buddy over, right? He does all this tackle training, and he sets up people's houses. Yeah. He's like one of those guys who's like, that's you having problems. He gets you a $10,000 trained dog.
And yeah,
like,
yeah.
he, like, yeah. literally high-end, right. let's make your room bomb-proof in case somebody blows you up from underneath your bed. He's one of those guys, all right? So he was at my house, and we're doing some house-clearing stuff. I have these Glocks that shoot lasers. All they do is, like, a laser pointer.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So you practice, but it's not a real gun.
Yeah.
So we're going through some things. He's showing me, because I have some questions, because I'm like, I'm really, like, right-sided. So should I wait till the guy walks by the door? Because that way I can get him. Like, if he's on my left side, I'm kind of like, eh, can you move over here? Like, I have some, you know, I'm
questions.
Very one-sided.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So... he goes, where do you keep your guns
yeah.
in your bedroom?
Yeah.
And I tell him, right? And they're all safed. Even though we don't have kids, everything is not great. You have to
you're
do
responsible
a little bit
owner.
Of a thing.
Yeah, sure.
And his belief is, even all my guns are in holsters,
mm-hmm.
because it's a mental thing when you take your gun out of the holster.
Yeah.
That it's a mental, almost like a sword. Like, okay, it's go time.
Ready to use
not it. Just grab your gun.
Yep.
Because right. you need a moment of, should I be doing this? Is this? So just that little half a second.
It's a little fail safe.
Kind of protection.
Gotcha.
So he goes, where's your gun? I go, blah, 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 blah. He goes, okay. He goes, get in your bed. And then he goes, get underneath your sheets. And I'm like, I really don't want to do what's about to happen to me. And he goes, just get in your bed, get in your sheets. And then he goes, how do you normally go to bed? And this is true.
Yeah.
Every single night, I have a playlist of Sade.
Playlist
I love
Sade.
Sade. You don't understand.
Cool okay. operator.
Follow me on this conversation.
Okay.
We're
okay.
We're going to go from guns to Sade. I know it's a weird connection.
You're like Buffalo Bill.
Yeah. I put in, for 30 years of doing comedy, every night, even at my hotels, I close my eyes, I play Sade, and I'm in the same place every night.
Okay.
Even though every night I'm in a different place. That's
right.
My weird.
Sade is your bridge to normal.
It's just being, my eyes are, right?
Right.
So he goes, put on your headphones with Sade. Right, so I have LA to Chicago.
Yeah, yeah,
well, we don't have that. Right,
so you dated me in high school.
Wait, no, this sorry, is out. Yeah, yeah.
No,
but
no, no, wrong.
That
button.
Song.
Here we go.
All right,
we're,
yeah.
Okay,
right,
we'll get to that.
So I've shot. Yeah, that song I would love to talk about. So I have this like on my head,
right.
This long.
Yeah.
He goes, close your eyes and count to five. Now my heart is like, this is going to be horrible, right? And I go one. Two. And exactly right about then, he doesn't even let me get to five. I feel it's, by the way, the people are like, you shouldn't be messing around with guns.
Yeah.
Everything was checked.
Yeah.
Unloaded.
Sure, this guy's a professional.
Every,
too.
Okay, yeah. Okay, just let him know. Yeah. I had a gun in my face within 3 seconds of him saying counting to five.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, where's your safe? He's like, yeah, like, he goes, where's your safe? Where your, like, he's the thing. His whole premise is, if somebody's in your bedroom, people always have guns in their yeah. bedroom, you're done. If somebody has made it already into your bedroom already, so now
it's very salient.
I have a nice dagger, a small little knife that's right on the side. Because
yeah.
even if you're being choked or somebody's on top of you,
you can get
all knife. You got to do is grab the knife mm-hmm. and you start stabbing away. I also have above. Okay, now I'm revealing too much.
No,
it's all
I
right.
love it.
I love it. I have like in our entryway. There's like this old, like cool grandfather clock is like right above, like next to our door.
Just a quick question on the so This is.
I also have paint cans that swing on ropes and legs.
Oh my gosh.
I just want to let you guys know. I'm just letting you
Where
know.
Are the Matchbox cars.
Oh, yeah. Quick question about tonight.
I also have trap doors
and your tarantula.
Flamethrowers that show feathers on you with a fan. I just want to let you know that
is the knife
well
in a flap. Is the knife in a flap on the side? It's not obviously. Where is it hidden?
So the knife on
your bed.
On my bed.
Yeah.
It's in a thing, but it's easily. I just pull it out.
All right, there you go. All right.
Because you can't get to your gun that's in your thing.
And he's making a good point.
You don't want to be a psycho to have it under your bed.
Yes.
So it'll get you out. So then above my front door, it's a longer, almost Rambo-y.
Right.
Where it's just there because a lot of people, will knock on your door and say, package.
Yep.
And that's where the fight starts.
Yep. Right.
So even if you have a weapon somewhere in your house.
Do you ice the steps going up to your door?
Yeah, I have that. I have And then I have a gargoyle that stands in front.
Heated doorknobs. Hey,
open the door. But so that way the thing's right above. So all you do is you grab Rambo knife from this top of this thing and let gravity
bring you down.
Gravity
down
just you literally stab. Grab it with your hand and you go through. So now this is where some people will go, that's a horrible lifestyle. I'm not overly crazy. I just want to make it difficult. If you're going to steal stuff from me, I want your job to be a little bit difficult.
Right. Especially if you're home, because as Preston or anybody who's ever trained or done any sort of securities, if they're coming in while you're in the house, they're really serious.
Yeah, they're serious.
They're really serious.
Yep. They don't want to watch. They're not there to watch what season of Game of Thrones you're on. They're not sitting down to watch. So my house is kind of laid out like that. My wife is.
Does she hate it, or does she feel very secure?
There's more in that house that she knows that she doesn't know about. 100%.
Let me ask you this now, and I understand home protection and being prepared and all that
and
stuff.
And I have two German Shepherds.
And that's cool. That's good. But it could also, if you continue to head down that line, you could turn into like a prepper, you know? Do you have a bug out bag or anything like that?
I have everything.
But, turn into or already
is? So here's the thing about prepping. I think people, and I'm saying the exact opposite of what I think you should say.
Okay.
Is if you're a prepper, you should be a silent prepper.
Right.
And not tell anybody.
Don't draw attention to yourself.
I'm going to your house.
Because if you go, I have food, I have a generator. One of my friends, he's a comic.
Yeah.
He was, I don't know how you could do this, but he did. He was a Marine Special Forces, and then he was Israeli Special Forces.
We're talking about Gilbert Gottfried.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know how you would be both.
I don't know how you would do that.
Maybe he was in Israel first.
Yeah.
And they make you go to military and then.
Like Mossad?
But to be Special Forces, that's more than just the required 2-year.
But he was both, though.
Okay.
So he was a spy. What he was is he was a spy for Israel, and he would act as a student who wanted to take pictures of all the horrible things Israel's doing.
Right.
Okay.
So he would be like a journalist.
Right.
But he was actually
working for the Israelis.
And now he's a comic.
Okay.
Which is, you know, way more horrible of a job. Yeah. So, and he had the funniest thing to me. So we were just having this conversation. Like, I got this. He goes, that's great. He goes, can I just tell you something? I go, what? He goes, I've had two governments probably spend tens of millions of dollars of training on me to teach me how to just come and take everything from you. If things go bad, I will just find a guy like you, and I will come in, and I will kill your entire family, and I will take everything that you have, and I will move to the place that doesn't have the nuclear fallout.
Do you remember?
And I'm like, there's a billion people like him, so now it's my dumb tactical pen is not going to save my...
Two things, and you're exactly right. You remember that Twilight Zone episode where the guy has the bomb shelter, and then they get the false alarm? The friends are all over playing bridge, and they're all in there. They got the leisure suit jacket with the patches on it, and then they hear the missiles are flying, and he goes down to his bomb shelter with his family, and they're tearing at the door, and they're going to kill him and this whole thing, and they realize it was just... So, yes, you're exactly right on that. And then the other thing you mentioned, I'm a sucker. All you have to do is slap tactical in front of it.
Yeah.
Oh.
I got a tactical flashlight. Yeah. I was looking at these things. It was like an Instagram ad for tactical gloves. I'm like, God,
so I have, do I have time? So in June, it's my birthday in July.
By the way, this is John Heffron, for those who are tuning in.
Yeah, Helium by the way, Comedy I'm just Club. A comedian, by the way. I talk about my wife thinking I don't vacuum well on stage, by the way. None of this. This is a part of me you will never see live.
But we love this.
Yeah. So
I love it.
I have, so it's my birthday in July, and my wife's gone and stuff, and I'm trying to, I'm 48, right? And I'm like, I should do something fun for my birthday. Like, so I'm like, should I buy a BMX bike?
Yeah.
Like, I've always wanted a Mongoose, right, BMX bike.
Yeah.
But I could never afford it. And now I'm at a place in my life where I can afford a Mongoose BMX bike.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I might buy a Mongoose bike and just, like, ride around that day on my birthday.
Why not?
And then, right there. And then I'm like, but then that's probably going to be the day it gets stolen from me. And I'm now 48. I don't know if I'm going to fight over somebody stealing my bike. So it's a weird question. So then there's a lot of seminars that they have. There's a seminar the same weekend that I'm trying to plan this by myself birthday. Because the older you get, the least amount of people you want to be around. Right. And my wife's like, do you want a party for your birthday? I'm like, nah, matter of fact, if you could step out for the day, you know what I mean? Like, I might pull this one off by myself. I kind of feel like having a me day. Yeah. So there's a seminar. It's called, this isn't the exact name of it, but it's an anti-abduction seminar. So it's basically
right up your alley.
So it's people who go to, let's say, Mexico,
or
you know, stuff like that, that there's a chance that you get kidnapped,
right?
And it's all, but it's high level stress stuff. So it's, you know, you get duct tape, you get thrown in a trunk, how to get out of that,
right?
How to handle interrogation,
right?
What to say, what not to say, you know, just like stuff like, so I have a buddy who's gone through it. My tactical buddy, he's like, his buddy puts it on.
The guy who would steal all your survival
stuff. And I go, should I do this? This seems kind of fun. And my wife's like, yeah, that must be a guy thing, because there's no way I would pay money to have that. And here's what my buddy said. And he scared me. And now I don't know. He goes, listen, he goes, let me tell you something. He goes, the pain will always go away.
So that's what he said.
He
to
goes,
you?
The pain you will feel that day when they grab you and your arm is going to go places it's never been.
Yeah.
He goes, you're going to be duct taped, and at one point he goes, I'll just give you a heads up. You're going to be your forehead is going to be on the floor of a bathroom with seven other people who are duct taped and captured in this little thing. He goes,
wow,
the pain of that goes away. He goes, I won't say the word. He goes, the mental F on that will never go away. So he goes, so just keep in mind if that's what you want to do. Because you'll have a moment where you'll just be laying in bed and you'll think about being duct taped in a hallway with five other people with plastic wrapped around you as you're trying to get out. I'm like, yeah, I might go BMX bike in an arcade. I might switch. Like, that might be the route that I go. I might get in a BMX bike and ride to an arcade and just have a 1986 birthday. Right. Sounds funner than being thrown in the back of a van and kidnapped like it's 1986.
Is the idea that you plant this seed in you that it's always there so you know how to react properly?
Listen. Sure. Yeah.
And do they provide a lunch?
So.
They provide a lunch? You're done by 4. So, like, how bad could it be? You're done from 8 to 4.
Yeah.
We all have 8 to 5 jobs, and they're horrible. You're Liz. You know you're done at 4. I just hope. I've had enough training, and I've spent enough money on enough things. I hope I have a wonder, like, nothing ever happens to me, because I don't want to challenge myself. But I hope none of it happens in front of my wife. Because all I'm going to think about as I'm being beat up, kidnapped, or whatever,
you'll never
is
get
my wife will be, what about the tactical shoelaces you bought?
Right.
Like, why aren't you using your tactical shoelaces to choke the guy? You talked about them. Yeah, you spent $40 on shoelaces because they had the word tactical, and now you're being beat. Like, that'll be my last thought, is how just a bum my life is.
You almost you almost hope they kill you because you won't have to hear the bullcrap of what you spent on tactical stuff you didn't get to use.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Oh, boy, if we were at home, I would have got you with my tactical cue ball that I travel with. Which, by the way, I do. I have a
tactical cue ball?
I tried figuring out the best. And then I wanted to talk about the song I wrote for my wife, okay, which is the exact opposite of what we're talking about.
Okay, right? Okay. Right.
So I don't know. I'm trying to talk fast and trying to look at your eyeballs and see. Well, yeah. So I tried figuring out the best tactical thing you can carry in your computer bag,
right,
that will make it through TSA. I know there's a lot of rules there,
yeah,
but that was what I wanted because I travel every day.
Yeah.
So now I had this thing. It has like blood clot. It has a tourniquet in it. It's got a couple first aid stuff.
Is your tactical kit.
I have a SWAT. It's called a SWAT block. Yep. That'll block a door from being opened whatever way. If they open it the other way, I'm hosed. But if they open it this way, yeah, I'm dumb. It's like an old doorstop, but you put it in the opposite way so they can't get in.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
I have a ceramic ball that you can put in a sock and start, like, but you can travel with all of
them. Right, because it doesn't read to them as anything.
Because all my fun stuff is at home, and I'm never at home.
What about your tactical pen? That passes muster?
Goes through TSA.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
There's all right, it's a real pen?
It's a pen. I don't use it. Why would I use it? I use it to write with.
Speaking of TSA and airports, I read something at one point, and this has nothing to do with tactical stuff.
I'm so going to get checked Sunday morning.
before you tell your story about the song with your wife, I read somewhere at one point that you leave notes around airports for Bert Kreischer?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, love this.
What? Now, what's that about?
So Bert Kreischer goes to a lot. We both fly American a lot.
Yeah.
So there's all these American lounges.
Yes.
So we're like spies. And I write messages to him, and I tape them, and I hide them under various locations in a lounge.
Okay.
And then so when I go back to that one, I'll look, and I'll pull it out, and I'll see Bert was there, and he'll thing, and I'll respond. Sometimes
great.
He gets stolen, and I always put, like, our Twitter address, so sometimes you'll get some random dude, I found your note to Bert Kreischer. Thanks for – and I always put a digital download of my CD.
Yeah.
Is always taped underneath.
It's promotion.
Yeah, like I almost literally want to start – there's a thing I used to do with my daughter called geotagging.
Yes, yeah.
It's fun.
It is a lot of fun.
Yeah,
it is way where you just put like your coordinates or and you hide stuff.
It's super nerdy, but it's a lot of
fun. It's super nerdy. So with the point where I'm almost like – to the point where I want to get challenge coins – and start hiding coins around the country.
Okay.
I'm in Preston a different city.
Preston was doing a thing with like Blu-ray movies and stuff like that.
Yeah, leaving them for people to find them, yeah.
It's dumb, but I'm in a different city every week. Like, that's I'm not. Fine. Or I got to find some spy organization. Go, I'm in a different city. If you need, like, an alibi, a guy who just delivers packages.
Yeah.
I have a tactical pen and a ceramic ball. I'm totally good. if things get sideways, I'm totally good with, if you want to.
You have a movie right there. You have a guy, a working stand-up comedian who's brought into the CIA.
I tried writing a book about it, and I'm horrible.
Really?
Yeah. And then there's a movie with a hater who's a killer.
It's a show on HBO.
But
HBO.
My idea was you're just a she's passed away now. But I wrote a movie with a woman who, for Canada, used to, as a movie writer, she would travel, but she would always have a FedEx package. It would take a FedEx package to somebody.
Okay.
She never knew what was in the FedEx.
Really?
She traveled from city to, like, not city to city. She'd work on a movie script, but she traveled a lot. She was like a courier. It was always documents. It wasn't like drugs.
Right.
But she never knew what was in these documents.
Interesting.
So I had an idea for a comic who did that you're just low-level everything. Low-level road comic.
Right, yeah.
Low-level courier, and you hate your, you want to do better, more funner spy stuff, and you want like a Netflix special, but nobody will give it to you because you need to stay in your lane.
Right.
I always thought that that would be a good, but I'm a horrible writer.
It's not gonna happen.
I'm a horrible writer.
We don't have a whole lot of time left, and you have the song that you want.
That's
to talk
what I want to hear. Yeah, it was exactly what I was going to say. We got to wrap up in a second.
Okay.
What's the song?
We don't even need to. Okay, so real quick. I asked my wife recently if she would have dated me in high school.
Yeah.
And she said that no way would she have dated me in high school. And then as I was leaving, I was she said it kind of crappily to me.
Yeah.
So she goes, well, why don't you write me a note that you would have wrote me in high school? And we would have let's see what would have happened. She
sure.
just said it's kind of playful. So now, also in addition to being an international spy, I'm trying to learn how to write songs.
Wow.
So I wrote my wife this song, and it's not like a Weird Al. I wasn't trying to be funny.
Right.
I just want to let you know. I'm a comic. I wasn't trying to make a funny song.
Were you trying to be sincere?
Yes.
All right.
And I just put it up, and nobody's ever heard it. Nobody ever will. And I wish I would have told a story earlier on than me being a psycho who carries pens. and
is it called More Than Friends?
Yeah, More Than Friends.
We have.
And I did it under a fake band name.
Okay.
Which is?
It was called Neon California. All just right. so.
Okay.
But all listen right. to like this is me never not knowing how to write lyrics.
All right.
And I found people online to sing the song for me.
All right. Oh, you're not performing.
I'm not singing. I found some girl sang a song. She sang the chorus for $110, and I found some British rapper to do it for $40.
Oh, okay.
All right. So wait, do you want it from the rap and hook or from the very beginning?
If you play 10 seconds of it, you'll get it.
All right. At the beginning.
Yeah.
To the beginning. Right. Yeah.
Would you have dated me in high school?
What?
Just answer the question. Would you have dated me in high school?
And maybe play 15 seconds to get to the hook.
You were so meant to get, it's not a joke. So stop your hesitating and give me the note. Change my mind and show me why we're meant to be.
Then I had the rap here.
Met back in high school and I just could not resist. You and your orange and yellow swatch while sitting up on your wrist. Jordache jeans full of holes, but still you caught my eye. Need a DeLorean to see that you're so money and fly.
You're so money here, and fly?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Here's the chorus right here. And then it could be done.
And on the front, I would just write out your name. Let's be more than friends. Question mark, you just check yes or no. And I patiently wait until tomorrow for you to let me know.
That's basically like, and then it gets more, and then at the end, they both sing together.
Is it okay to say that that's cute? That's really,
it's sort of cute.
It's I was bored and wanted to see if I could write a song.
Dude,
I
have zero. It's not bad.
That music underneath there is royalty free music.
Okay.
And then I found random singers online.
Yeah.
And then I had them send it, and then I just edited it together.
You should get it to Sade.
It's very dated sounding.
Oh, yeah.
I like the name Neon California goes right in with like a 1980s.
Yeah. I have, so that's my new thing. Hit. Neon California is I'm releasing songs that I do that without my name just because I think it's funny.
So all this is a new career option. Will you ever come forward and will you be like, this is your alter ego and like Chris Gaines was?
I'm going through a Chris Gaines phase.
Okay.
By the way, Marissa just handed me this note. She's been following your social media, and apparently preppers on Twitter are very excited by this conversation, and you're getting a whole sea of new followers in the midst of just being on the program talking about this stuff this morning.
You know, the next time I'm here, let's start the conversation with tactical shoelaces.
Yes.
Because I have so much to say about that.
What I want to do is I want to get a whole bunch of stuff in here next time and have some.
You'd
show us some of the tactical stuff.
You know what?
I'm not saying I'm good at anything. I want to learn. That's the thing. No, like
I'll call Ernie over at Premier Martial Arts and I'll get all that tactical.
We'll do
stuff
some knife stuff.
We'll play around with some stuff.
Yeah,
I like it.
We'll do some good stuff.
Nice, all right, cue ball stuff.
John, I love that ceramic ball idea. That's pretty cool.
You put it in a sock. Like, you can bust the window with it.
Yeah.
It's legal to
and
carry.
You don't even need to bring a sock. You just grab the one off your foot.
It's on, it's on there.
The one you put on with your automatic sock.
It's a good way to smash.
That's right. That's right.
But also, don't forget, Legos on the ground work is probably the best.
That's right. That's right.
TSA is never going to stop your Boba Fett Lego collection.
Right.
So there you go. Thank you so much.
We love it when you come by here, John. Thanks, man. Enjoy your time in Philly. He's got one show tonight at Helium, two on Friday, and two on Saturday. So go see John Heffron, ladies and gentlemen. HeliumComedy.com. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Are you ready for love? If so, Stephen makes it easy, handpicking diamonds to create a stunning engagement ring that's guaranteed to take her breath away. Stephen Singer Jewelers, real love experts at the other corner of 8th and Walnut, or IHateStephenSinger.com.
Hey, give Dad some peace and quiet this Father's Day with a gift card from Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Over 50 locations in Delaware, South Jersey, Philadelphia, including the Lehigh Valley to choose from. Go to handandstone.com.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
All right, thank you very much, Kath. Steve, you wanted to mention your event coming up at the Bashulu.
Yes, I appreciate it, and I'm trying not to be obnoxious with this, but it's a wonderful thing that my wife put together. It's called the Mutiny on the Bashulu. It's presented by Pet Plan Insurance. They came on board, Preston, as a sponsor, and we couldn't thank them enough. It's June 21st from 6 to 9 p.m. It's at the Bashulu, which is, you know, of course, the famous Bashulu. It's a night. It's like a three-hour happy hour. But there's going to be a whole bunch of cool stuff going on. We're going to have great music. We're going to have close-up magic, caricature artists there, juggling, bubble acts, strongman, kitten petting stations, tarot card readings. Plus, it's going to be booze provided by vodka from Urban Craft and Yards Brewery and Brandywine Distillery. Whole bunch of stuff. And another great thing, our friends at Arm & Hammer, who make the best kitty litter in the world, is the one we use. They are actually going to pick up your parking if you order online. And the information is on PrestonSteve.com. If you order your tickets online, you'll pay for your parking, which is fantastic. And the money will go to benefit the MAC Fund, which takes care of homeless and feral cats, gets them taken care of, and hopefully helps eliminate the problem of overcrowding at shelter shelves. And it is starting to work right now. So we'd love to see it. It's going to be a great night. And I'll be hitting you up again for this. But I apologize, but it means a lot.
No, don't apologize. Yeah. It's a week from today, so you got to get the word out, man. All right.
So excellent. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Case, you wanted to mention something?
Yeah. You know what? You guys know a guy named Jackson?
I've heard of him.
Yeah. So I just got a text from his wife, and their dog got out. And so she was like,
really?
She's like, I know you're not lost and found, but, like, we're distraught right now. So they have this beautiful dog named Roxy. She got out of the yard last night. She's extremely, extremely friendly, but she's a black and white dog, and you know, they're kind of in the Narberth area.
Oh.
And so if you
have, that's not far from here. Yeah, what's her exact street address?
Tell them to take the dog.
And, any banking information that's available.
Security numbers?
You know what the breed is?
It looks like a pit bull mix.
Okay.
But it's you know, it's got like a black and white face and a mostly white body. And they're just distraught right now.
Well, if you can get a picture, maybe we can put it up on social media or something.
I can, okay. And I will.
Also, remember, in a case like this, when an animal gets out, it knows instinctively to stay in the area where they are fed. So it doesn't go too far.
Did I tell you guys that this just happened to me? I can't remember if I told it on the air. Yeah, a dog ended up on the porch right in my front yard.
Oh, yes. I'm completely lost. No, I know you're on the radio. Can you help?
You did, and you took it to the police department, right?
Well, yeah, somebody else had called the police. Yeah, they ended up taking it to the SPCA, and then we heard the family looking for it. So I ran over and was like, hey, I know where your dog is.
So awesome. we're new dog owners. Our dogs are still technically puppies. We got them in December, and they were just a few weeks old, and so they're still, you know, and they're small dogs. They're Yorkies, and the one, Haley, the female, so we have a fence, because we have a pool, we have a fenced in backyard. Well, she can just walk right through the fence. So I put chicken wire all around. I did chicken wire all the way around.
How's that working?
Well, it's taken several attempts at it, because that little bitch, and that's exactly what she is, would find a way to get out of the yard. either digging under it, because Yorkies like to dig. Didn't know that. digging under it or somehow or another jumping or I don't know. Wait,
she can still get out?
She's a jumper. She has made
They're
it
very
out.
Resourceful.
She has made it out a couple of times, but I think she's found, I think I know where it is she's trying to get out, and I think it's really difficult for her to jump as high as she needs to and make it through the fence. So I think she's like looking at it and going, I'm not going to try that again. But it's unbelievable. And when the dog gets out, it's like, oh my God, what we got to chase the damn. Come on, everybody.
So let's go.
It's like an air raid siren, and you get out, and we go running, and the dog thinks it's play.
Yes.
So they just want to run away from you.
Do they know now that the outside is for using the bathroom?
Yeah, that's
you
less,
got that down.
That's less
all
of a
good.
Problem now. But they're trying to tunnel through the wall still, which is just...
God. So they're still chewing your drywall? Chewing,
ripping the drywall apart. But, I mean, hole this big in the wall.
It's but you know how I know you're a pet person? Because you come over and go, look at this. At the picture, but and there's there's a half grin on your face.
They're like, adorable.
They're
adorable.
It's part of the deal. Any trouble with the? I know you have large birds of prey in the area. You were concerned.
I think they've grown to the size where that's not going to be that big of a concern. And we do have red tail hawks, but within our fenced in area that we have, there's enough trees and stuff that I think they're not. They don't venture into. I've never seen one actually in my yard before, so I don't think we'll have to worry about that.
But she's like a velociraptor testing the weaknesses in the fence. We had a dog growing up, Preston, and it was the same thing. It was a golden retriever, and my dad had this crazy idea that he was not going to neuter the dog because he thought maybe eventually we would breed the dog, and that never happened. But because he was never neutered, he escaped all the time, and it was we would pile him in the minivan and go chasing after him, and he loved it. But one time he got stuck on another side of a fence, and he was trapped there for a week plus. My heart goes out to Jackson and Michelle and everything that they're going through right now, because losing a pet like that and not being able to figure out where the dog is awful. I hope they're able to get him back.
I know you guys are gonna hate me for this, but so my dog Hershey, he just jumped the fence. There was nothing we could do about it. He was just an extremely...
Some dogs can do it. And you can't put up a 25-foot fence.
I'll show you a quick video that I took yesterday. If you guys are in the studio, it's very, very short. It's slow motion. So we fence off part of the house, and the dogs can't get into that
part.
Yeah,
like baby gates, right?
Yeah, well, watch this. She
right
I did a slow motion
it.
Video. Just clears it. No problem.
My dog would just clear the fence, right? So it just... It got to the point where, like, it doesn't even matter. So we took the fence down because it was an old ratty fence anyway. And then, like, at the end of the night, like, 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night, we would just let the dog out back, and he would just go through the neighborhood and do his business wherever.
On people's yards?
Whatever. Back in the day, you didn't have to clean up after your dog.
Had a Great Dane. We always had to clean up after our dog.
No, you're right after that. You're right about that, Casey. When I was a kid and we lived in South Carolina for a few years, there were a couple of just... neighborhood dogs.
Yeah.
They just...
Yeah.
You just let them out and they roamed around and there was... Herman was this gigantic basset hound. Oh, my God. He was hilarious. He was just this tank that would walk down the road. And everybody knew him. He was he was friends with everybody in the neighborhood. But you don't have the neighborhood dog, not that I know of.
Anymore.
Plus, there's too many cars and so on.
Well,
but
we had Pissy Pants. That wasn't our dog. But Pissy Pants lived two doors down and would come into our kitchen and piss on the floor and then leave.
That's sweet.
So sweet. She was the cutest. She was an eternal puppy. Like, she was a black lab that never really got...
Learned how to piss outside.
No. But Hershey, like, Mr. Jackson lived three doors down. He didn't have a dog, but he had dog bones, and he would give, the bones to Hershey. And
do you have anybody in the neighborhood that hated dogs? We had that guy.
Old Man Potter.
Old Man Potter
hated... Son of a bitch, dog always pisses on my kitchen floor.
He hated me, my brothers, and our dog, and he was mean about it. He was one step removed from sitting behind the window with a shotgun, It was just one of those guys that, like, was cranky, and if you came near... And before the era where you had to curb the dog, it was everybody socially accepted. That if you went near his yard with the dog, it was tantamount to calling the cops.
No, but we did have right down the street from me on my block. His name it was Samson, but we called him Sam Sam. Sam Sam lived on one side of the street, and Major lived on the other side of the street, and they were scary, barky, nasty dogs. Yeah. And like, so when you were going past those two houses,
hellhounds.
Like, I mean, you had to book. Well, Major, at least, was kind of on a lead.
A teacup poodle.
Sam was not. And back when I was a kid, I wasn't allowed to cross the street by myself. So I would, you know, go to Matt's house and then come back. And
neighborhood is like right out of Little Rascals.
It was the best, Steve. I had such great childhood.
Matt and Bing Bong and Foop Foop.
So I would have to go in front of my house and yell for my mom. Mom! Right? And then she would come out and she would walk me across the street. Well, the one day, Sam, he hears me yelling and he starts coming at me. And I was, and it was like slow motion. It was like chopper sick balls. I was like, no! And luckily, she came out in time, but it was scary.
You couldn't even go into college that day.
I was traumatized. You understand.
Professor, I'm sorry. Sam and Mitnick came after me, and then Ding Ding went over and made tinkle on the kitchen floor. Oh, I understand. Now you were giving a thesis?
This is a doctorate.
But anyway, Roxy's out, and okay. All right. is Jackson's dog.
So if anybody in the Narberth area sees this black and white dog, you should, I don't know, what do you do?
Well, what do you do
if you don't know who the neighbors are, what do you do?
If the dog is contact us or...
Yeah. Did somebody, I had heard this the other day, and I don't know if this is true or not, but like you're required by law to have a tag on your dog for like,
We do.
I don't know, we do. We do just in, you know, it's got our phone number on it and everything. Just yeah. In case, so.
It's got my medical, what kind of medications I take. I don't right. know why. I want to be thorough.
Sure. Yeah.
In case I collapse next to the dog.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if that was required by law. We don't. I mean, I did when I first got my dog, but then.
Does the dog have the license always with it?
No. Okay. No, he can't afford.
Can't even drive.
He can't afford insurance, so oh. We don't allow him to have a license until he can actually pay his own way. Okay.
That's wise.
Hang on a second. I have Jay has a suggestion. I'm not sure about this. Hi, Jay. Good morning.
How you doing?
Good. What's up, buddy?
Hey, tell those people if you hear from them again, something with the owner's scent. Leave it out where they last saw the dog.
Yeah.
Hopefully, the dog will pick it up and come back.
No, that is a valid point. If you want to hang out clothes, you know, whether it's Jackson's bustiers or whatever,
throw your dirty underwear on one. <Yeah. lawn. laughs>
But their thanks, sense Jay. Of smell is so good they can tell where the house is.
Yeah.
But to the point about staying in the area where the food is. Mm. That's not uncommon. So again, Casey, what do we do if people find the dog and want to contact?
Well, I guess you could call yeah. the radio station. He had put out, I'm not going to put out his cell phone number or anything like
no,
that.
No, but how long has the dog been missing?
Since 9:30 last night. So 12 hours.
Bummer.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so because
he's got to be somewhere.
We posted a photo up on Twitter.
Generally, you know, when a pet goes missing, I mean, they don't just leave and I'm out of here.
No.
You know.
Well, I got my suitcase. I'm heading to Albuquerque.
But what can happen is
somebody's house.
Yeah, like one time that happened, Kathy, yeah. same yeah. thing. We were just outside and this dog came wandering in our yard, didn't have any, it had a collar on, but no, mm-hmm. no tags or anything like that. So we started feeding the dog and wanted to keep it there to keep it from running around on the road. But then what do? You just try to keep the dog safe before...
You know what actually you know? Works more now more than ever, honestly, that's been a godsend is social media, is Facebook,
yeah,
is Twitter.
True.
Posting a picture up, especially, and you go on the... all these areas have their little groups, their little community groups that are online, you know, and post on there. But
well, Chuck found his dog. He's got a dog named
Match.com.
Snoopy. And no, so the dog was in the middle of a busy intersection. He got out of his car. He picked up the dog. Didn't have any tags on it. So he took the dog home and then the next day drove to the same intersection, just kind of like just driving around looking to see if anybody was looking for a dog. And then they did find the owner.
Oh,
and
nice.
So they gave, but Chuck said to the guy, listen, if you can't take care of this, you know, here's my number.
All right.
And the guy eventually did call him a few months later.
Wow.
And said, here.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
You know what? I remember my mom telling me this story. They had a dog, and I know we've probably mentioned this before and people have called in about it, but they had a dog. I think it was named like Tippy or something like that. And the dog was gone for like 2 years.
What?
And then one night, the dog ended up on the back porch. Tippy came home. They never found out where the dog was, what happened. And this is back, you know, in the 1950s.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody kidnapped the dog. The dog took off and left for 2 years.
There was just a story.
Came back around.
Rumspringa.
Of 10 or 11 years.
Wow.
That's crazy.
And the dog returned?
The dog, I forget what led to the family being reunited with the dog.
Okay.
But they start to say, maybe they went to adopt it at a shelter. And this looks like our old dog.
Yeah.
And it was their old dog.
Yeah, that's a lifespan.
This one just came back.
Yeah.
For some reason or another.
I'm back.
What do you guys think about the
sabbatical?
Chipping a dog.
All of our pets are chipped.
Are they?
And guacamole'd.
Okay.
Yeah. Ooh, yes.
Yeah, that was like new to me when I got the kittens. And I'm like, we have to do this? I didn't get it. Oh. But yeah, they said that most places do that now.
Yeah, ours are chipped as well. Hang on a second.
What?
We might have a winner. Hi, Chris. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's the story, man?
Yeah, last night somebody on Facebook was giving away a black and white puppy that they had found.
Oh, shut up.
It's not a puppy.
Yeah.
He was probably about 6 months old, it looked like.
All right.
Now, this is a full-grown dog. Wait, you think this guy's pulling a scam case?
I thought he was messing around.
No. All right. Thanks, dude. Appreciate it.
Shut up. Shut up with your act of kindness.
Giving away a puppy.
My
mom told me back in the late 70s, maybe early 80s, in Delco, there was somebody who was like poisoning dogs. Like this. So
it happens.
If your dog was in the
it was going on here, and that's why I go every day. You know, I must say it 250,000 times a week on the show. I go hiking with my dog, and if I see her head down in tall grass or something like that, there was a guy in Wissahickon Park who was putting poison down with pieces of cheese and stuff like that. You got to watch it.
Hang on a second. Somebody says here, Preston, that tippy story is good, except it was better the first time I heard it in a Carlin stand-up from the 1980s, you jackass. You know what? Get my mom on the phone.
Yeah.
All right.
Glove. Get my mom on the phone so this douchebag can hear I'm not making this story up.
Well, you need to know your father's George Carlin.
Wow.
I'll get your name.
But I love the anger. Oh, I love the anger. He's quoting Carlin. This will not stand.
Oh, you got your number? Yeah, I want to.
That son of a bitch is ripping off a George Carlin routine. This will not stand.
Did the name Tippy, was that in the bit or something like that? I don't know. I don't remember the dog's name. I just remember my mom telling me that story.
Casey, a lot of people are saying it is law that the dog has to be licensed.
Okay.
In the state of Pennsylvania.
Licensed or have a tag?
Learner's permit.
Licensed.
How do you license? I don't know. My wife did all that stuff.
My dog can't even read.
SPCA? Yeah.
All right. Okay.
How do you even take the written test?
Hang on a second, Ma. She's getting my mom on the phone. Let me go to Colin. Hi, Colin. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Gadzooks.
Gadzooks. What's up, buddy?
So, funny story. One of my roommates, when he was young, same kind of thing like Casey was saying, their dog likes to wander around. And one night, the dog goes out and does not come back. The whole neighborhood is looking for this dog. And turns out one of their neighbors that was kind of like a recluse hermit guy, dog had wandered into his backyard, wandered into his house. The guy started feeding it. 2 years later, they go over to this guy's house. There's the dog sitting. They're like, give us the dog back. And it becomes this whole battle to get their dog back.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? It happens more than you would think. The Simpsons had an episode to sort of address that, where Santa's Little Helper. I think the dog is Santa's Little Helper.
Yep.
Maybe it was the cat was living two doors down with another family and coming back.
Well, you remember Astro was originally from the Jetsons, was originally a very rich man's dog named Tralfaz.
I don't remember that. Really?
And the Jetsons somehow or another got Astro, and he became part of their family, and then there was almost a little custody issue.
George Jetson killed the guy with a hammer.
Yeah, he did.
Some sort of kinky thing they were doing.
But it was a hammer that it was actually the size of like a pill.
But it was so tiny.
And then it would expand into a regular size hammer.
The future, man.
No answer at my mom's house, Maris? Okay. All right.
I can't come to the phone right now because I'm playing with Tipsy.
Yeah, whatever his name was. Well, listen, so we want to help out Jackson, see if we can find the dog.
Yes. It's crushing when you lose a pet like that. So if you can help, we would appreciate it.
Their dog is really cute. You know what he reminds me of? Reminds me of the Fisher Price toy dog. In the face, he's got those ears.
Yeah.
So we got a picture up now if you want to check that out. Wow. Well, I was going to talk about some other stuff, but we spent the entire time talking about this, which is, no, it's all right. It's cool. It's definitely worth bringing up. But we do have to take a break. And what I would like to do as we are taking a break, I want to send somebody to a pre-party tonight at the U2 show.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, and we're gonna make it a bigger number to call in and win. Let's do caller 38.
Hey, it starts early, by the way.
At 215-263-WMMR. What time does that begin, Nick?
I think you have to be there at 5. So,
5 is for the pre-party thing we're giving away here.
Pre-party, yeah. I believe that the band goes on stage. There's not an opener tonight. I believe the band goes on stage around 8:25. But the pre-party is in the 5 o'clock hour, so make sure you can arrive early.
All right. Let's take caller 38. Set, like I said, 215-263-WMMR. It is tonight, and you get a pair of tickets to the show. You get passes to our catered pre-party and a backstage tour, so we'll kind of show you around the inner workings, and hopefully they'll be able to show you some of the stage and stuff like that, because I don't really know.
I'm gonna go. Pierre's gonna be there.
They're gonna that's what Pierre was saying, that you're gonna do that and go under the stage and show all the prep areas, which is kind of cool if you've never seen it.
So some tickets remain, and that's at Wells Fargo Center Philly.com. 215-263-WMMR. Let's take a break, come back in a second, and some bizarre file stories of what we will get to next. Stay with us. Hey, gang, it's time to roll up your sleeve for the I Bleed for Preston and Steve Blood Drive, Saturday, June 16th.
We're headed back to the Valley Forge Casino Resort Event Center.
The Red Cross is always in need, especially leading into the summer months. So make an appointment now at WMMR.com. On-site kids activities with Painted Treasure and Aim High Studio, plus Rita's Water Ice and Alex's Lemonade Stand.
As a token of our appreciation for your precious blood, you'll get the newest, freshest collectible Preston and Steve T-shirt and this year's new pint glass from Window Nation.
And hundreds of donors will be randomly selected to get free tickets to a great summer concert.
Like one of these at BB&T Pavilion, Marilyn Manson and Rob Zombie on August 9th, or Godsmack and Shinedown August 26th.
Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Our 13th annual I Bleed for Preston and Steve Blood Drive.
From the American Red Cross, Penn Jersey Blood Services Region, Valley Forge Casino Resort,
and 93.3 WMMR. Putting Philly first.
Hey, Nick pulled up this piece of information. On this date in 1775, the Continental Army was formed.
Ah.
And it did, what the United States hadn't been established as a country, because it was the Continental Army was created to fight the American Revolutionary War American Revolutionary War. And they made the United States Army on June 3rd, 1784. So it was several years later. But it says that the Army, the United States Army, considers itself descended from the Continental Army and dates the institutional inception from the origin of the armed forces in 1775. So essentially, it's the Army's birthday today.
That's wonderful.
Which is really cool.
Do you ever meet anybody who fought in the Revolutionary War?
Not lately.
The stories.
Yeah.
The stories.
Well, if they have a couple of drinks, they usually loosen up.
Or sometimes they don't like to talk about it.
Yeah.
I had a bad run-in with the musket. I'd prefer not to talk about
it. Totally understand. So happy birthday, United States Army, and those who
243 served, years.
Right? Or God. Who have served. Yeah. Yep.
Thank God we've never been in the Army.
Oh, my God.
We'd be speaking Russian right now.
Can you imagine? Listen, our friends from Panera Bread bought by some goodies this morning and feeding our guests and whoever happens to stumble by. And they were nice enough to drop off some gift cards. And I got two more of these to give away. They are $50 gift cards.
Nice.
So we'll take callers 15 and 16 at 215-263-WMMR. So now Panera is delivering to offices, homes, hospitals, just about anywhere. Log on to the Panera app. Or online at PaneraBread.com. Your Panera favorites now delivered right to your door. So let's take care of you there. And a thank you to the City Ave Panera, who dropped by a lot of great food for us.
They'll deliver to hospitals, too?
That's what it says.
It'd be nice if you come out of your propofol after colonoscopy and there's a big bear claw waiting for you.
Wouldn't that be sweet?
Well,
they can do it.
Right. I mean, you're in a hospital for a little while. That food just kind of gets old after a while.
That'd be a godsend. Yeah.
All right, so thank you very much. PaneraBread.com, by the way. Let's do the B-File.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
All right, and it is brought to you by French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville. French Creek Outfitters is having their annual Glock Days this weekend, June 9th and 10th, and for 2 days only, every Glock is on sale. You can visit FrenchCreekOutfitters.com for more information. Let's go with this one. We were just talking about dogs. Typically, you think of cats getting stuck in precariously high places, but in Minnesota, firefighters saved the life of a St. Bernard that was stuck on somebody's roof.
St. Bernard on the roof.
On Friday.
What?
They're gigantic.
I love them.
They're huge dogs. The pooch named Whiskey was spotted by firefighters sitting on a small...
Nice way to rip off Carlin, Preston. Whiskey, the St. Bernard.
Oh, yeah.
Way to go, jackass.
Ball heard that story. on a small overhang just above the first floor door.
We liked this story the first time.
Of a home.
Carlin told it.
The 100-pound dog had pushed the screen out of an open window above the overhead and jumped down onto it.
Oh, on the overhang, we're looking at the picture. The guy doesn't. The dog's like, what the F?
Firefighters were able to bring the dog back down safely. We have some friends that have a St. Bernard. It is, and it's just, it takes up the majority of their home. It's just huge. But it is the most docile, sweet dog you've ever met.
They're just phenomenal.
Yeah.
I would love to have one. But they drool.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. So much drool.
Macklemore's family has a St. Bernard.
They had milkshake,
All right. A wildlife photographer nicknamed the Banksy of photography caught the moment a bird had been feeding in his garden for 3 years. It finally perched on his finger. Anonymous photographer named Villager Jim recorded the blue tit named Deirdre landing on his finger at his home before taking mealworms from a can. Flying out of a tree.
It's a good day when start off with a blue tit on your finger.
It is. Oh, it flew out of a tree. Deirdre swoops down, takes the food, and returns several times, taking the snacks back to feed her four young babies. The videos received thousands of views. Villager Jim described Deirdre as one in a million little tits.
You can train a tit?
I guess, well, this wild one came up, but he said it's... Deirdre is one in a million of little tits.
Kathy's can type.
His very special little friend, Jim said.
The birds that Kathy has.
Yeah.
She must be more than 3 years old now, which is quite old for a blue tit.
But she's still very perky.
Yep.
Don't most of them start to get blue and even a little gray as they get older?
We're now We're now at a point where she knows what time I come
still
back.
Still nice, though.
In the mornings from taking pictures. He said she waits for me on her drive and jumps on my wing mirror, and I can't walk 5 yards without her jumping on me.
I was yesterday.
Tits all over him.
Absolutely. Yesterday, Preston, out by the back porch, I was feeding a red dong.
Really?
Yeah.
He said, I'm very lucky that tits are such good subjects for photographs.
Yep.
Honestly, there's so many sites.
He said they will often sit on the camera. Villager Jim
said, I've never seen that.
That he can't remember when he called her why he called her Deirdre, but thinks that it might be because of Deirdre Barlow from Coronation Street. This is in the UK, so I guess that's a TV show.
It's probably because it's from Barlow Street.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm straight out of my mind.
An elderly man arrived at his Berkeley, California home Friday night to discover a dirty glass and an empty bag of Doritos in his kitchen, police say. And he went to check the rest of his house and encountered Nao Myers, 41 years old, still soaking wet from a shower in the master bedroom.
Damn, that was good.
Apparently, Myers told the owner of the house, "This is my house. You need to leave."
Is it?
Yeah. The homeowner.
It is?
It is?
I am so sorry.
Your stuff looks exactly like mine. The homeowner fled the house and called 911. When police arrived, they found Myers still in the bedroom, but now wearing a Dockers dress shirt, Lands End pants, and a belt from the owner's closet.
Wow.
Myers, whom police describe as homeless, had stuffed his own dirty clothes into the man's hamper. And police said Myers may have gained access to the home using a hidden key outside.
On the plus side, he folded all his fitted sheets.
And he was arrested for burglary and violating parole as well.
Ooh.
School isn't typically a very exciting place. That's not the case in Thailand recently. A video recorded at Wat Phinit Habmansen School shows wildlife trappers capturing, listen to this, in the bathroom, a 12-foot python.
Whoa.
Was found in the bathroom. The trapper said the python would be released into the woods a safe distance from the school. An administrator said that they'll try to prevent snakes from getting in.
I'll be out in a minute.
Yeah. Dear God, what did you eat? Riots that broke out in three dorms at Lee Correctional Institution in April were not contained to the buildings themselves, according to new lawsuits. Prisoners in Lee's F5 wing were able to make it out of the dorm and into the correctional institution's recreational area unabated during the riot. But inmates Derek Stalk and Jabriel Singleton were in a common area of the dorm, and a large group of armed prisoners rushed in. Derek and Singleton were attacked but managed to fight their way out of the group. The pair, along with a few other inmates, made their way to a door outside of the dorm. They ran out and they tried to escape to a fenced-in recreational area, but a correctional officer locked the gate. Trapped, They were again attacked by armed inmates. Both Stalk and Singleton were stabbed multiple times in the head, shoulder, arms, and hand. With nowhere to go, they tried climbing a fence, a chain link fence, but it had razor wire on it.
Ugh.
And Singleton cleared the fence, but Stalk got caught in the razor wire. And as he hung up there, they were still stabbing this guy. And
not a good day.
This dude survived.
Amazing.
When he fell, he broke his leg and dislocated his shoulder. Both waited in view, full view of correctional officers for hours before receiving medical attention. And so now they have lawsuits against the prison. But you never think about that. You know, a riot. There are some prisoners who just want to stay out of that
yes.
type of thing.
Yeah.
And then they can get attacked in the whole process. But that's pretty messed up. All right, and there you go. That's what I got in the B file for you at this point in time. Let's give away some movie passes. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. That screening is coming up on the 19th next week. And it will be at the UA King of Prussia at 7:30. You need to be there no later than 7. So I will take 8 callers. And we'll give you movie passes, 215-263-WMMR. Let's see if you've been paying attention, because in a moment we'll come back with a lesson question and a prize associated with that. We'll do the trash and the music news as well. Stay with us.
What's new?
Glad you asked.
Dorothy. Take me down to the bottom. Fozzie. Stone Temple Pilots.
New music. More of everything that rocks.
On 93.3 WMMR.
Awesome, awesome song from Queen. Somebody Love on 93.3 WMMR. 5 minutes after 10 o'clock. Beautiful Thursday. We got that going for us. We're going to do a lesson question in a couple of seconds. Listen, we got an update on the I Believe for Presidency blood drive, which is Saturday. At the Valley Forge Casino Resort Event Center.
Yes.
And I had said yesterday we hadn't heard the numbers, but that we might be lacking from where we normally are as far as signups go. And we're about, so we do, you know, I forget like how many people we get signed up, like 1,400 or something like that. So we're just a couple of hundred people off from where we normally are at this time.
Yeah.
So that's why we're going to put the full court press on this and ask you to please sign up and come out and be a part of this. Everybody who comes out to do this event always talks about how great they feel after they've done it.
We do. God, you do. You should feel great. You're helping save people's lives.
Yeah. So you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS and sign up. We just need a few more people on board to make it what it usually is each and every year. There's a lot of things going on this weekend. It's Father's Day. You may have plans, and that might be tying into lower numbers or whatever. But we'd like to actually ask a favor and see if you can come out and do this with us.
I was talking with my wife about this, and you know, she brought up a good point. We've had some really crappy weekends. The weather's been not so good, and this weekend's looking to be pretty good, and Saturday's looking to be nice. And we get it. But if you can't even just grab some time, come down, you'll have the whole rest of the weekend. But the difference you'll make for somebody will be an amazing thing.
By the way, no walk-ups either. You do have to make the appointment ahead of time. And Nick, what is this you got here?
Today, June 14th, is not only Flag Day, it's also World Blood Donor Day.
Oh, okay.
World Officially. Blood Donor Day. It was meant to be.
Yeah, so make that decision right now. Sign up and be a part of it. 1-800-RED-CROSS. And it's on Saturday. We will all be there. And
I've been making some fresh blood just in anticipation of the event.
It's a good call. So we would love to see you there. Hey, my mom's on the phone.
Oh!
Yes. So if you're just tuning in. Nice. U2's in town tonight. And this is Gloria, which is my mom's name. But we have, you know what? I'll bring her on and then I'll tell you why
explain
we have
the story,
her on.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, honey. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. What's going on?
All right. So we were talking earlier. One of our jocks here, Jackson, his dog is missing. And so we kind of put the word out and see if people can help find the dog. And we were just talking about dogs running away. And correct me if I'm wrong on this, because I think I remember either you or maybe it was Aunt Mary telling me a story about you guys having a dog when you were kids and the dog ran away and left for like a couple of years. Or it seemed like it was that long. You guys told me this a long, long time ago. And then all of a sudden the dog just showed up on the back porch one day. Was that true?
It's true, but there's a different twist to this story.
Can I guess the twist, Gloria, is it that Preston's real father is George Carlin?
Yeah. He wishes.
because there's apparently a there's a sort of a bet here on whether this is accurate.
There was a guy that texting me that said whatever that story that I told was straight out of a George Carlin comedy bit. And
are you kidding?
No, I kid you not. So anyway, you tell the story as it is, and that way we can relive this magical moment.
Okay.
All right.
This was my dad's dog.
Yeah.
Nobody really liked him, but Daddy. And so we were home, and we went to Lexington for the weekend, and Angie was about 3 or 4 years old.
That's my sister. Okay.
And this dog bit her.
Oh, okay.
Right, almost in her eye.
Oh, my God.
Well, that just infuriated everybody, but Daddy thought, it was her fault, you know.
It was your sister's fault.
It was just one of those things.
This is your dad, Papa.
My dad.
Okay, got it. All right.
So
George Carlin Sr.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, so this is what happened. My sister's husband took that dog.
Wait, this is the gay husband, right?
Yeah.
I'm digging up all the old family garbage.
Yeah, there we go.
All right,
yeah.
Go ahead.
I think we need some family story.
All right. So wait, this is your sister's.
It's my aunt. So my mom's sister.
Your aunt's husband. So your other aunt. Right?
Well, no, he was closeted. Anyway, okay. Go ahead.
All right. Gloria, I'm going to be sending you some plane tickets soon because we're doing a whole show based on
dude.
You want to drag all this stuff.
God, between the drug addicts and everything else on my mom's side of the family. Dear Lord, we have oodles of material.
Okay.
Go ahead. Okay. So anyway, all right.
So he took this dog off. I mean, miles to another county and just dropped it off.
I thought the dog ran away. Okay, so he took the dog away.
Run.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
He took it away.
Okay.
So another time when we were visiting, which, you know, we lived in St. Louis and we would come home to visit in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we happened to be there that weekend, and all of a sudden we hear this pawing on the door on the back porch.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was the gay husband.
So, you know, I don't even remember. I think Daddy opened the door and is like, oh my God, it's Tippy.
Tippy! God damn right. I thought the dog's name was Tippy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Preston Elliott has just been vindicated.
Okay. All right. So
we all just looked at each other. It's like, no way. No. My God. I mean, if you could have seen all our faces looking at each other.
Uh-huh.
Daddy was so happy. He goes and picks his dog up and hugs it and everything. We're like, oh, my God.
And everybody hated the dog but your dad, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know why he came back? He still had one more eye to eat.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Well, I hope Tippy learned his lesson.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We didn't get around that dog very much after that.
Okay. Well, at least, he loved the dog, and that's all that matters.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
And he did come back, though, but, that dog was like 100 miles from home.
They do it, and that was the point about how they can be relocated or you know, end up in a weird situation, and they'll travel for days. Yeah.
I had thought the dog had run away. Okay, so he was taken away and then made his way back. All right, thank you for the clarification, Mom. I appreciate it.
Okay, honey.
All right, I'll call you later on. I love you.
Love y'all.
All right, see you later. All right, there you go. That's the story.
That's your nutsack.
Thank you, Mom.
That's your nutsack.
Yeah, I knew it was something about the dog coming back. The dog had been gone for a long time, and I thought that name Tippy was pretty damn familiar.
Something strange here.
Something there.
Something's up.
That's from my mom, Gloria. All right, we need to do the lesson question. You guys ready?
Yes.
We are going to give away a $50 cash card from Armor Metal and Recycling for the correct answer. So let's go with this. Instead of a blue tit, what kind of bird does Steve feed on his porch? And it was yesterday. This is just a few minutes ago.
Yes.
Been throwing you these late ones lately. 215-263-WMMR. Let's see if you know the answer. Call now. We're going to do the trash while you're calling in.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
All right. And this morning it is brought to you by Dietz & Watson Real Philly Deli. Looking for a family-oriented, family-owned, and family-run deli in Delco? Yeah, check out Bria and Latella's Italian-American Deli and Kitchen in Havertown. Dietz & Watson Real Philly Deli. WMMR.com, keyword deli. What's going on, Steve?
Well, Farrah Abraham was arrested after allegedly getting into a physical altercation with staffers at a Beverly Hills hotel. Onlookers say Abraham seemed intoxicated and not herself, noting that she seemed to have no interest in appearing in any more ass porn.
No. Oh, my God.
Jamie Foxx is being accused of slapping a woman in her face with his penis nearly 16 years ago during a party at his house. Fox says the woman is mischaracterizing the incident and that he and his guests were simply playing a version of Pin the Tail on the Donkey called Slap Your Penis on a Bitch's Face.
Oh, my God. Oh my God. Yeah.
You guys liking this?
And finally, yeah. Lincoln Adim is the guy's name, a current contestant on the new season of The Bachelor, became convicted of a criminal sex crime just 1 week before the show's premiere. Adim held a press conference while holding a rose saying, quote, "Well, if it's a crime to love someone with all of your heart and then sexually assault them, then call me guilty." And that's your Hollywood Trash.
All right, let's see if we can get ourselves an answer to this question. Instead of a blue tit, what kind of bird did Steve feed on his porch yesterday? 215-263-WMMR, the number. And I'm going to go to Nancy. Hello there, Nancy. All right, Nancy, instead of a blue tit, what kind of bird did Steve feed on his porch yesterday?
I think it was a red dog.
Red dog, yes. Yay! One moment, Nancy, we'll get your information, and we are going to give you a $50 cash card from Armor Metal and Recycling. In any of the construction trades, then Armor Metal and Recycling is for you. Bring all metals, computers, and copper wire to Armor Metal and Recycling for top dollar. 8300 National Highway, and that's Pennsauken, right behind Pennsauken High School. Call 856-665-5715. Let's get to the music news.
Now, Preston and Steve's Music News on 93.3 WMMR.
And it is brought to you by Rita's Water Ice. Rita's Water Ice is going to make your next party the coolest ever. Get quarts of your favorite flavors of Rita's refreshing Italian ice. Perfect for kids' birthdays, office parties, barbecues, and all the dads and grads. Speaking of dads, we're going to lead with Mick Jagger. Looks like he's going to be taking his one-year-old son, Devereaux, on the road with him.
Oh, my God.
During the Rolling Stones' current European trek.
One-year-old son, and he is?
Mick is
78, 77?
Somewhere up in that range, Steve. I don't have his age right in this information, but Nick will look it up and get us that.
Oh, someone needs their diaper changed.
He'll be,
and it's me.
He'll be 75 next month.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So the baby's...
Smell this. No, smell my diaper.
No, the baby's...
I made po-po.
The baby's ballet dancer mom, Melanie Hamrick, will be performing in the American Ballet Theater's spring season with a ballet insider revealing Mick is taking care of the baby for the duration of the season.
I'll tell you something, though, and we've said it. You know, you see him vault around on stage. The guy is as vital as ever, you know,
Exactly.
he's not in a jazzy scooter.
And Melanie is she in her 20s?
She's 29, I think.
Hamrick is her last name. So anyhow, the source said he's taking his role as a father super seriously, much to Melanie's delight. They have a wonderful relationship. He constantly travels, but they have found a way to make it work and to be joint parents. Jagger, who's mocked by fans by posting some very un-rock and roll, good-natured dad comments on 19-year-old son Lucas's Instagram page, which I haven't seen, I don't know what those are referring to, is said to be totally immersed in his own life and is a doting dad. In addition to the toddler, Dev, and Lucas, Jagger's other children include Karis, who is 47.
Yeah.
This is my brother. He's 1 year old. How old are you?
47.
Well, he'll be turning 50. Jade is 46, Elizabeth is 34, James 32, Georgia May 26, and Gabriel is 20 years old.
It's just astonishing.
He's a great-grandfather.
Yeah.
When his daughter, Cece, when Jade's daughter gave birth to a daughter this year, And he has 8 legitimate children with 5 women. I've heard stories that there are many of illegitimate.
Sure, sure. Absolutely.
Unbelievable.
All right. What else I have here for you? James Corden teased in a tweet that, as previously reported, Paul McCartney will be appearing in a segment of Carpool Karaoke filmed in Liverpool next week on the CBS Late Show. Corden posted a photo of him and McCartney hugging in his tweet stating, "It's happening. Carpool Karaoke with Paul McCartney premieres next week during our 4 nights in London." Among the numerous musicians that have taken part in the Carpool Karaoke sketch over the years include Elton John, Rod Stewart, Madonna, Foo Fighters, Adele, Pink, Miley Cyrus, Justin Bieber, Carrie Underwood. There's just a ton of them.
I wonder if at this point Paul McCartney, you know, and he obviously is loving life. What's not to love if you're Paul McCartney?
Mm-hmm.
When he sings those songs or any of the iconic songs, you know, is it the same as an accountant sitting down and breaking out the calculator, or does he still feel the visceral joy of performing those songs, do you think?
I think that he is very proud of the songs that he's written. I'm sure he goes methodically through them from time to time.
Right.
But in the interviews that I've heard with him and read, I think he's very proud of the material that he's created. So I don't think he shrugs it off too much, Steve.
I mean, I know he's passionate about it, but I don't know how, you know, that amount of time.
Yeah.
He needs a 1-year-old, really, too.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Just like me.
Yeah. And then finally, Weezer recently granted a fan's request and released a cover of Toto's Africa, which has become the band's highest charting single in years. Tuesday night, the band took it one step further, and they actually performed the song on Jimmy Kimmel Live with Toto keyboardist Steve Porcaro as their special guest.
I love that.
I didn't get a chance to see it.
I'm sure it's go on your Commodore 64 later on and up in a chat room.
The band recorded the song after a 14-year-old fan named Mary, whose Twitter account was Weezer Africa, lobbied for months to get the group to cover it. At first, Weezer cut a version of a different Toto tune called Rosanna, but ended up doing it its own take on Africa as well. The band will kick off a co-headline summer tour with the Pixies June 23rd in Tampa, Florida.
Musicians always considered Toto a musician's band.
Yep.
Because they were all super accomplished.
They were all session guys.
Yeah.
Did you know John Williams' son was in Toto for a little bit?
No.
Yeah. This was either on Jeopardy or on HQ this week, the online app game show. And I didn't know that. But John Williams' son was a touring member of Toto for a stretch.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. The latter year? Or
mid-'80s, because they were one of those bands that did have a lot of rotating members for a little while.
Yeah, yeah.
And apparently, he's a really good musician in his own right, but he was able to work his way into the industry because of his father.
Yeah.
But he got a job with Toto.
Hold on,
wait a second. What's happening here? We have a guest coming to the microphone.
Hello. Interesting factoid about John Williams' son, who is in Toto. Yeah. He wrote the song Yub Nub, which was the closing song at the end of Return of the Jedi that the Ewoks sing. That dude wrote lyrics for Yub Nub.
For Yub Nub.
Which they translated to Ewokese, and they sing in the movie.
That's fantastic.
Isn't that incredible?
Now, didn't they edit that out in one of the
versions?
And
yet they focus all the attention on John Williams.
I know. He gets all the credit. So there's like a new song in the new movie.
Which isn't as good as Yub Nub.
I remember Yub Nub.
Yub Nub is great.
That's Princess Leia.
This is the peace song from the Star Wars Christmas special. It's the closest I can get.
But hang on a second. No, doesn't it? It goes like, seriously, it just goes Yub Nub. Like it repeats that over and over.
My friend Josh.
Jitterbug.
Like it's kind of like that.
We're an overly annoying little furry race.
My friend Josh.
Kill us now. Burn us up.
Who does continue with me? He knows the words to Yub Nub.
Seriously.
Yub Nub.
Before you go, go.
The beginning with the
yub nub.
Vader there dancing.
Oh my God. All right. Well, that was nice.
That is interesting factoid for the day, guys.
Contribution for our resident king of nerds. And I mean that as a compliment, Nick Murphy.
Yep.
All Daily Rush videos that you see come from the Nick Murphy department of WMMR.
Nick Murphy department. I'm in the Nick Murphy department.
We'll bring this down to the video department. In other words, hand it to Nick.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, he's got a lot of great people that work for him, but he's the man. He's the honcho.
He's the rock of MMR right now.
He is, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. He did win the rock of MMR. All right, let's take ourselves a quick break and come back in a moment, and we will get ready with the letter of the day, word of the week, and wrap things up. So don't miss that because we've got a great prize this week. Back in a moment.
93.3 WMMR presents Preston and Steve's Weekly Rush, a video highlights compilation gleaned from an entire week's worth of laughs. Available now in the Get Local section of Xfinity On Demand.
Rise Against and House on Fire on 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks, 'tis true. We have our Philly's Hottest competition underway, and it's Philly's Hottest Daisy Dukes and Cowboy Boots. The ladies' pictures are up on the website, and you are allowed to vote. It is your privilege.
Absolutely.
Dare I say, your responsibility. And there's a lot of great prizes up for grabs here. The deadline to vote, by the way, is a week from today. So we'll be wrapping up next Thursday. $1,000 cash from Cowtown Cowboy Outfitters and Cowtown Rodeo. Over $1,000 in jewelry and cars from Steven Singer Jewelers. And a professional photo shoot by our very good friend Allison Dunlap of Allison Dunlap Photography. And don't forget, all your Western wear needs, you can go to CowtownCowboy.com. And Cowtown Rodeo, the best show on dirt. You can visit CowtownRodeo.com. Man, it is hard to say Cowtown over and over again.
Earlier, Marissa,
I love them.
Yeah, she did the commercial. There had to be 70 Cowtowns.
Cowtowns. Yep. All right. Thank you to the following people and places. Thank you to John Heffron.
Yeah. Yay.
John's great.
Probably the safest comedian you'll ever see.
Oh, my God. He's prepared.
Anything happens, he's good to go.
John is at Helium Comedy Club. He's got a show tonight, and then two Friday and Saturday, 7:30 and 10 p.m. You can go to heliumcomedy.com, get your tickets. He's great. And thank you to Panera for spreading the love and bringing us some goodies this morning.
See what they brought me, Press?
What did they bring you?
Tomato soup.
Tomato soup? It's a huge tomato soup.
I know.
Lucky.
I brought my bathing suit.
But they brought by pastries and fruit bowls and bagels and all kinds of goodies. So thank you to Panera. And by the way, they are now delivering and they need drivers. So you can go to jobs.americanbreadcompany.net if you're looking for a gig, man. It'd be a good company to work for. I hope that some of the free food would be a part of that deal.
Yeah. I think they
would definitely get a discount.
It's unspoken, but as you're driving an order over, you can grab a little and eat it yourself.
It's unspoken. So thank you to those guys. And I guess we need to do the letter
I can do that.
The day. Here
that
we go.
Do.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
And the Preston and Steve Show is brought to you today by the letter
A, as in April Fools.
And guess what? We have one more letter, one more day to go. We give it away on Friday. This is the perfect Father's Day gift. This is 877stockcar.com. You can give Dad the thrill of a lifetime to drive a NASCAR stock car 20 miles at Pocono Raceway, and it provides the perfect amount of laps to get you comfortable with the race car's handling and speed. And he'll take the checkered flag after a 20-mile run and be grinning from ear to ear. It is sponsored by 877stockcar.com, so we give that away tomorrow, which is pretty cool. I would like to thank the students of Sterling High School for being here this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have Rob Strauss, and he's a teacher of radio broadcasting. It's only one. And?
Tad.
Just Todd?
Tad.
Oh, Tad.
Tad.
All right, Tad, thank
you. It's a tad bit Todd.
For coming in. And the students wanted to come in and see what we were all about.
That's awesome. And they got to hear probably the most profane Hollywood charge ever.
I noticed that. So thank you, and good luck to Christopher, Amaya, Lizzie, David, Gillian, Thomas, Michael. Dominic and Samuel. Did I get all those right? Did I miss anybody? What is your name?
Michael
Millet. Oh, it says Millet on his.
Well, because there's two Mikes, so that's his last name.
Oh, got it. All right, cool. Well, thank you guys.
And Sam over here in the corner, Preston, did his senior project on 93.3 WMMR and focused it on the morning show. So his entire senior project was based on this radio station,
but
which is really cool.
You know what? He's a Pierre Robert groupie.
I just want to understand.
Well, then the main man just walked in. Morning.
Look at that. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Good. He's a huge...
Which one is Sam? Good day, citizen.
He's a huge fan of yours.
Thank you.
They said he'd be wigging out when you came in here, so...
He'd be wigging. Yeah. I live with me. It's no big deal.
Trust me.
You look a little windblown, and I like it.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a little breezy out today.
Yeah, it's a huge... There's tornado gusts out there.
Wow, okay.
It was actually, they said, possibly a tornado that touched down last night and kind of ripped up a strip mall area.
Northeast PA.
Yeah, okay.
Wilkes-Barre.
Okay.
So you set for today's program?
I am.
What's coming up today?
Did we do letter?
We did.
We did.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And I knew that, and that's why I was here.
You're helping with the demolition on the other side of the building.
It's so much work. I've got all this concrete dusted everywhere. Anyway, we're going to have some fun today. We're going to flash back to you two last night, which was great fun at the Big Joint. And we have another night tonight, so we've got some flashbacks of that, some great audience reaction. And apparently, I have one more pair of tickets to the U2 backstage party and a pair of tickets for tonight, which is pretty cool. And we'll get into another block of U2 and some Sublime and Ghost because they're coming back. And the tickets go on sale tomorrow, so we'll do a block today.
Nice. Excellent. Yeah. All right. We'll stick with Pierre. He's got you covered. I want to thank our sponsors. Preston and Steve Show is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts, the official coffee of the Preston and Steve Show. And the Preston and Steve Show runs on Dunkin'. Also, winner Airport Parking, the 2017 Reader's Choice Award winner from the Philadelphia Inquirer. And French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville with everything you need for the great outdoors. FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. Why take a chance with anybody else? Tomorrow on our program, how cool is this? We will have in our studio Cary Elwes, who played, of course, Wesley in The Princess Bride.
Yes.
He's in Glory.
He's phenomenal.
So many good movies, and he'll be stopping by. And we also have comedian Two Ray in the studio, and we'll get ready to wrap up for a beautiful weekend. That's it. We are done. So rage on and have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow, gang. Bye-bye.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You line.
It's Friday! No, it's not. It's only Thursday. Damn it!
Next message.
Yeah, you two is awesome. MMR rocks. 50 years. Oh, man. Good stuff.
Next message.
Let me out. Let me out. Let me out. I live in a school zone. The only way I can get to work is to make a left out of my driveway, and none of you will let me out of my driveway. I just want to get to work so I can make money like all the rest of you.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.